everybody loves Donovan.
Hey. Guess what? Mr. Perfect's not here. Someone's late to the party. The ugly guys are here before the good-looking guy. Oh, look at him catching his breath before he even turns his microphone on.
I
Rob, welcome. Welcome to the ugly on-time room.
Thank you. Where was he?
He was asleep at the wheel. He was in the room.
Just must be on time.
Making myself pretty.
We're here with Buzz Burbank. Buzz,
yes.
Are you vigorous?
I am.
On Newsnight tonight, Aaron Brooks will ask the question.
Aaron Brown.
Yes. Aaron Brooks from the New Orleans Saints. Aaron Brown on Newsnight will ask Buzz, what's up with the two colors of purple?
Blue.
The two colors of blue.
Yes.
The
two shades of blue. Blue underneath, blue on top.
It's dark blue and it's baby blue.
Navy blue underneath.
Together, you get purple.
And
royal and navy.
Royal blue on top.
Yes.
That's right, Larry.
Nice combo.
You look blue, then look at us. Look at the way we're dressed in here.
I think we look nice.
This is a handsome room. I've got a nice Caesar's Palace pullover. Mike's got a wonderful Red Sox pullover.
I've got a rugby shirt.
A rugby shirt that was manufactured in 1972.
No need to tuck your shirt in here.
They're coming back.
They never left.
You would win the style award, Buzz. You would.
I can't help it.
Yes, he's got
just
a,
the way I am.
He's got the like the Under Armour on,
mm-hmm,
and
right.
I've got the Under Armour on too. I like wearing that stuff that you know really right there. Like that's it. Going,
right. Oh.
Boom! Right against my Adam's apple.
Mm-hmm.
I've got one because I'm a guy.
Yeah.
Girls don't have those.
No.
No. The apple.
Ann Brown on Newsnight will ask, "What's up with the Adam's apple?"
Aaron Brown, you like the clingy? Do you like the cling?
Do you like the nylon?
Are you hung on the cling?
Yeah.
Do you stay away from the cotton?
My wife, Julie.
The clear.
Aaron, I'm sending you a jar of maraschino cherries.
Hi.
Did you
Jerry King.
Did you inject the clear? Or did you rub it on?
What's the story with that?
Mark McGuire.
The cream.
Where you live?
Your steroids. Are they vigorous?
They're not vigorous.
Who inserted them?
Who's the agent?
Buzz has on Under Armour. I have on Under Armour.
Yes.
Buzz is wearing a regular shirt.
Larry from the corner.
Under Armour.
Yes, I am.
Like a button-down shirt.
Yes. The only thing I worry about is dying.
I worry about his bracelet.
Hi.
Why?
It's Larry King.
I'm Larry of the corner.
Hi, Larry.
Why you care?
I'm Larry.
Is it heavy?
No. Okay.
No, too much of the greasy.
Sometimes not.
But you got a question for Santa Claus? Quick!
I'm Larry of the corner.
The reindeer gets sick.
Oh, God. Okay.
Good question.
Do you think we're kitchen sinking right now?
Yep, we are.
Okay.
So let me go to something tried and true.
All right.
Oh, you wanted to say something about your costume?
No, I just wanted to say that's what this time is for. This time is for kitchen sinking, and I'm all for it.
Costume.
Oh, nuts. Shall we dance?
Here we go, Mike.
What's he up to today?
I don't know. Grown a guy.
I'm always worried.
Does he like the greasy?
Too much of the greasy. Stay away from him.
Michael.
Wow.
Yeah.
I talked some talk in this forum yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm not feeling all that well.
Wow.
I'm very, very sick.
Oh,
I should have thought this through.
Sorry to hear about
Probably.
That.
Probably.
I can't even hold down liquids.
Oh, dear.
Much less my orange ruffy, baby llamas, and German potato salad.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling too perky.
Getting ready to check out.
I'm so,
feeling perky.
What about the groaners?
What about them?
Yeah.
Not today, Mike.
Wow.
Not today.
Hey, I'm sorry
about
that.
I'm very, very sick.
Sorry about that, Billy Big Boy. I'm
too sick to be a lover or a friend.
Oh, dear. Yeah, wow.
Did you see Idol last night?
Yeah.
It was good.
No, I didn't think so.
Big Boy's out.
Wow.
Good time.
After
now, Michael,
yeah.
Take my frail, sweaty hand in yours.
I will.
And we'll pray silently.
Okay.
And let us say hey now in unison.
All right.
Once more for old times.
Oh, hey, come on. It's not that
Three,
bad.
3, 2, 1.
Hey now.
The Don and Mike Show.
Wow. Jeez, poor guy.
Hey.
He's in bad state, huh?
Yeah.
He's just not feeling very perky, Mike.
Sleep with the fishes. Everybody,
green beans. Wow, he's so good. German potato salad.
You reminded me of somebody.
Kind of like having a cocktail party, people coming in and out of conversations, a lot of energy in the room. A lot of fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
That's that based on a true story.
Hello!
Hi there.
Oh, hi there.
I'm belaboring a point, but it would be so much easier if this thing with these buttons was over here. Everybody says,
hello.
I have to lean all the way. I didn't have to lean all the way over here to press the button.
Well, they got right on there.
They're very concerned about getting their Joe Gibbs exclusive on the air tonight.
Is it too far?
It's too far for me, Rob.
Too far. You like the greasy?
You like the greasy? Hello, engineers. You like crumbs? Yeah. Got a problem with crumbs.
Crumbs in the equipment?
Oh, the kitchen's sinking now.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Rowdy's
got a true story. He was only a Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Your discretion advised.
How have you been? Come on, shut up.
Things aren't well at my house.
I know that.
Yeah, not well.
You go, guard dog.
Good afternoon.
Wall to wall.
Yeah, painting.
Wall to wall vomiting.
The house in his technicolor.
The house in
whole family sick.
Orange walls. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Paul Gordon.
And guard dog.
There he is. And all the ships at sea. But I guess that's interesting to those in Europe. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Robbie. And hello, everybody. Hello. Let's get retarded. Don and Mike show. Do episode on this Wednesday. Wednesday 0316 05.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hello.
No, he's not retarded.
I'm retarded. The thing that's...
I know. It's way over there, and you're over here.
But they've got their...
No one can really tell.
No.
I want you to know that.
But it bothers me.
I know.
When I reach down to press the button, and it's not the tape of the thing that I'm looking
you
for.
You shouldn't have to reach like that. Rob, your hair today is looking more English soccer thug.
It's really filled out.
You know, it's just... Yeah, it's a step up.
You know,
Nancy's friend Sluggo.
Yeah, it's an English soccer thug shirt.
It looks like Sluggo.
Yeah, Nancy's friend Sluggo.
Sluggo. Nancy like Comics. Don and Mike show, and it is a new episode on this Wednesday, and it's March 16th, 2005. Call us from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. From Canada, from Mexico, 800-636-1067. Washington, D.C. on WJFK FM. Call us at 202-432-1067.
We have a phone call.
Nope, I have an email.
Hard to tell. Really.
I do. I really do.
I believe you.
From Frank Caliendo.
Uh-huh.
Hey, guys, after doing the shows and talking to the people in Wichita, you guys are responsible for 95% of my audience.
Wow.
Thanks a million.
Oh, that's great.
FC.
Is that what he signed
Frank
it as?
Caliendo.
Yeah, either that or it's code somehow for Beth Ann. I think I know what the F means. I don't know what the C means.
Right, yeah.
It's either that or, you know, the way he signs his
sure.
Emails. Anyway, that's from Frank Caliendo.
Well, thank you, Wichita. We have a phone call?
Nope, I got another email, Mike.
Okay, all right.
Got another email. This email's from Joe Ardinger.
Oh,
but before we get to that, this American Idol thing. I'm watching it last night.
It sucked last night.
Yeah, I tell you who's good.
I mean, the performances sucked.
My girl, the girl with the fro, the girl.
Oh, she's Nadine.
Yeah, she's
Nadia. Is it Nadine or Nadia?
One of them.
Nadia, she's the winner. The way she sang the Dusty Springfield song.
She was awesome.
She kicked ass.
She was the only performance I thought that stood out.
The one,
I like Bo too. I like Bo, the rocker.
The horse face girl that screwed up Knock on Wood.
Yeah, yeah.
She, I think, will be getting the axe tonight.
I would think so. She has been hanging on for a long time.
But I do have a complaint with American Idol. I know that Buzz, you'd love to hear a complaint because all I do is talk about.
I've enjoyed everything you've said so far.
I feel like I'm, you know, one of the Brady girls. Talking about the latest dreamy cat at school with this goddamn show every week. I'm going to nitpick on this.
they have an entire decade to choose songs from.
Right.
The
60s. Right.
They get songs that suck.
Horrible songs.
And then, let's be honest, God, I'm going to sound like a major fag on this thing. The Everly Brothers version of When Will I Be Loved is nothing like the Linda Ronstadt version.
Yeah, that was absolutely punted by that girl.
Let's get away from the fact that her presentation sucked.
Yeah.
She's doing a song supposed to be from the 60s, but she's giving it the remake that it got in the 1970s.
Right.
The guy with the tracheotomy, the Kleakany guy.
He sang the Neil Sedaka.
He's going to do Break It Up Is Hard to Do. When that was a hit record in the 60s or whatever it was.
Which is what they're doing.
He redid it in the 70s and did it in a slower version.
Right.
Knock on Wood.
What's wrong?
The song that the girl screwed up on. She did the version that was produced by Scott Shannon.
I know exactly what you're saying. What I was thinking with all those songs was the song selection, they're not getting any guidance.
No.
They're kids in their 20s that, I mean, God, the 60s, man.
Yeah.
There were so many great songs.
I'm thinking, nobody's got, like, any Beatles song.
No Beatles songs. I was thinking the exact same thing.
However, there's two Blood, Sweat, and Tears songs.
Well,
white guys with long hair.
When that guy, Bo, came out and I saw Spinning Wheel, I said, my God. I mean, there was not, you couldn't pick a better song. It was almost written for him.
You know, what's his name? Creskin Spiewak. Huh? I'm talking to him during the show. About
we were forever speaking last night.
Last night,
right.
Man. Even Frida said to me last night, do you know, she counted. She said, I don't know how many times you've called him. She said, this is the seventh time at 8:33. This is the seventh time he's called.
Every comment was valid. And needed to be shared.
You know, eventually you guys are going to have to move into the same house.
But,
I know. A duplex.
Constantine is on.
Uh-huh.
The phone rings and he goes, are you looking at his teeth or whatever? He's like, yes. I say, you know, this is a good song, though. You've made me so very happy.
Yes.
He's doing an awful job. Rob says, you know what the perfect song would be? Spinning Wheel.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the other white guy with long hair comes out 2 seconds later. He sings it. So right away, I got to go to my fag line. Call him and go, God, you were so right. It is Spinning Wheel.
Who knows this show?
But that was, I thought of all the songs, it was the perfect song and he gets credit for that. But the crap that they were singing, they've got a decade. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes, 10 years.
The entire decade to pick from.
Any
and they
song.
Just
perhaps the greatest decade.
Guided horrible selection
of music. And, you know, then, like, the guy with the dreads, the guy that's talented.
And
he's so talented. And, you know, that song was a challenge. But what the hell is he singing that for?
Listen, I consider myself kind of a musicologist, and he's saying in the introduction, it's a Burt Bacharach, Hal David song. I mean, well, okay, it's like Austin Powers, but okay. I never heard of the song.
Never heard of it. I did, but listening to him sing it, it was obviously a challenge and challenged his range and his ability to stay on pitch. But what the hell is he doing?
Another thing is they've moved from, like, a studio to, like, a stadium.
Right.
You can't do a little intimate song like that.
No.
It really
and the other
awesome
thing
up there.
About American Idol that's starting to get on my nerves a little bit is the fact that the audience is very much Jerry Springer-like now.
Standing for every performance.
Yeah, you know, when Simon says, you know, Simon says, you know, you suck or whatever.
Right.
You get all of the people, you know, holding up the signs. Now, that was always a part of American Idol.
Well,
those little pockets of people.
At this stage of the competition, he is the only thing that's making me enjoy that show because, I mean, he really, even with his, 0.7 seconds that he gets to say something, you know, after you listen to the mundane crap from Paula and Randy, you know, it's he still zingers in there, and it's like, his put-downs are still great.
Even Randy Jackson last night.
Yeah, he did
a couple of times. I had to say, you know, I mean, he does it in his own way.
Right.
You know, you're my dog and all, but eventually, you know, I'm saying, you know, you suck. You
that's
suck. And then, you know, she sits there with her rotten thumb or whatever she's got going on.
I think that's the sound of televisions being turned down all over.
30 million TVs being turned down. That guy's great. Okay, hold on.
Telephone call.
No, email from Joe.
Oh.
I'm kidding. It's a phone call.
Damn it.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello. That's the point, Buzz. Keep them guessing. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How are you?
Oh, we're okay.
Hey, I just wanted to explain to you the situation with American Idol and the terrible songs that they pick.
Great.
Fox is just the cheapest network around, next to MTV, of course. And they don't want to pay anything for clearance.
Right.
So they take anything they can get for free clearance, and they go ahead and they said, here's a big set list for you guys. pick your song out of these.
I would love to know really what the song selection is, because that might have something to do with it. But that's true.
Here's the thing. I don't doubt that part of what you're saying is true. But I don't know necessarily. Where are you getting that MTV is so cheap?
Oh, they pay everybody just next to nothing.
How do you know that?
You hear it all the time.
From who? Who do you hear it from? Who do you hear it from? Martha Quinn?
No, from anybody that's ever worked from MTV will tell you they paid nothing.
Really? Did Right Said Fred call you and say when his video was on they didn't pay him enough?
That's the second day in a row, Mark Gatti.
That's right. Hey, oh. Now you've caught on to the new game. To not only mention the name Mark Addy, but to mention the name Mike Fred. Right Said Fred on every single time. All right, you are out of here. I don't know if he was right.
I'd like to know, and nobody researches that. Fox is pretty good, especially with this show, of keeping it close to the vest, so you probably would never find out. But I'd like to know if they have a limited song list to choose
from. This is where, Beth Ann McBride, the crime dog, will come in handy.
Yes. She
can do the research on that.
Hello,
Joe.
How are you?
How are you, anyway? About to read your great email here. Is Beth Ann there?
Yes.
May we speak?
Sure, to Beth Ann.
Yes, to Beth Ann.
Okay, hello.
Thank you. Or may we speak? May I speak with Beth Ann?
Hello.
Hi, B.A.
Hey.
Hey, can you do some research to find out about how the database of songs that they have to choose from?
Yeah.
On American Idol?
Okay.
How long do you need? About 60 seconds for that task?
Can you give me 2 minutes?
2 minutes? Okay, you're on the clock.
Good luck. Go.
In the introduction, Ryan said they could choose any song.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what, Rob?
Oh, I just busted.
And you believed him?
Yeah. I did.
Look at this.
Songwrites are expensive, and it's keeping some shows and movies from making it to DVD.
You know, I am pushing every button on this goddamn machine, and nothing's happening.
So even if it was closer,
not a thing is happening.
Okay. Email.
Phone call.
This email is from Joseph Ardinger. I got this, I guess, 2 days ago. I think a lot of people got it. It's obviously a mass email.
Uh-huh.
I got to get my all the way down by the computer. It's also very convenient.
It looks comfortable.
But listen, I know the engineers have their hands full today because they got their exclusive with Joe Gibbs tonight.
That's right.
No holds barred.
Well, we already had that.
Yeah, that was part one of the exclusive.
Not just us. Larry Michael going to be on with him again
this
tonight?
This is such a circle, Jay, that this company's doing with this. And the Redskins are doing. Listen. Oh, the machine's working.
What the hell are we doing? What's
That's
going on?
That's right.
There you go.
So many.
What's happening? Are they promoting it?
Yes, well, they promoted it as an exclusive until he went on 4 other radio stations today.
Yeah.
The Redskins are doing, a PR spin because they suck.
Yeah.
So what they're doing is they're having the coach go out, and the coach, Joe Gibbs, who normally doesn't do any interviews or anything.
It's the day before St. Patrick's Day. It's spring training.
I know, Mike, but...
Jesus, come on.
But the Redskins are concerned that they've been getting some bad press recently.
Oh, God.
You know, that people are daring to say that the team sucks and that the management sucks. So what they're doing is they're sending Gibbs out as the goodwill ambassador.
Well, don't burn him out. Let him go play golf. This is what football players are supposed to be doing right
and
now.
All of the radio stations are owned by either this company or the other company.
Uh-huh.
And the other company had Gibbs over there today, and I don't think our company knew this, that he was going to be on. He was like on WMZQ at 7.
Uh-huh.
Then he was on at WBIG like at 7:20.
That's a good time.
You know, they got like 5 stations all in the same building.
And so is this another deal where Larry's taking one an hour tonight to talk to him or what?
I think it's going to be out at Redskins Park. I can't imagine Gibbs is going to come here.
Yeah.
He wouldn't, you know, he would... See, this is the thing that's weird, why the engineers are flipping out about this. If Gibbs just came into this studio and took phone calls...
It'd be fine, it'd be easy.
There would be no problem for the engineers.
Yeah.
But they've got to go all the way to Redskins Park and try to get the phones set up so they can do it, like, from his office or his sauna or something.
They had a little problem with that last time.
And what I don't... Yeah, and it was screwed up last time. And what I don't get is the fact this company pays untold millions of dollars a year for the right, and I'm using the Dr. Evil parentheses, to broadcast these goddamn
right
games.
Right to the Redskins broadcast.
Yet they don't have the cojones to say to them, listen, hold on a second, you know... First, they should just bend over, hold their knees. I'm talking out of the management of this station, and spell the word run.
Right.
Because that's what's happening with the Redskins.
Right.
Okay? You got the thing with Gibbs. You're trying to
help the PR for the Redskins situation. This is supposed to be the flagship station.
Yes.
And Gibbs is supposed to be pissed at all the people that work for this other company because they go on the sports station where they waste time talking about sports all the time. They're saying what a dope Gibbs is.
Yes, they have been.
So Gibbs gets mad at them, which is why he came on this station like 6 weeks ago. And then he's going to come back on again, but then out of the blue, the other radio company gets him to go on their four or five stations, and the thing that's troubling for our engineering staff, and then troubling for me, and unfortunately troubling for you, because you've got to listen to this crap, is the fact that our equipment is still broken, and they can't fix it, because they got to work on getting the goddamn idea, whatever they are, lines, the technical stuff, out at the Redskins Park, because nobody at this company's got the cojones to say, hey, you just tell Gibbs to get himself and his big prescription lens glasses to 10800 Main Street tonight at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Bring Muhammad to the mountain.
Yes.
Well, because you do know the way around. So that's what they're doing? They're going out to the park? That's what they're doing?
Yeah. So the engineers, I passed Tony.
I just... Bacardi Limon.
Tony D.
I passed him out of the hall on my way in today. I said, Tony, what's happening?
He just, it's up day to day.
He said, oh, football, it's football day. I don't like football days.
It just seems to me that we, number one, we did it. We had it. Right. I thought all the questions were answered.
No.
And, you know,
people, couldn't people get are thinking about, phones.
It's the Final Four. And that's what people also, are thinking about.
Hold on a second. Maybe this is Beth Hand with the answer. Hello?
Hey.
Hey, who's this?
Dean Banowitz.
Dean Banowitz? Oh, hold on a second.
Can you hear me now?
Hold on a second. I didn't order a Sominex pill, for God's sakes.
Who's that? Name's familiar.
Dean Banowitz. He's the guy that put us asleep. He's Ryan Seacrest's hairdresser.
Yeah, but he can answer your question.
Oh, well, then you talk to him. He seriously bored me to tears the last time he was on the show.
Okay, well, the answer is the guy who called was absolutely right.
Oh, they have a limited selection?
Yeah, in other words, they want to pay for anything, and these are the things
you know
that are free.
That sucks.
Okay.
You know, that really sucks.
Not surprising, though.
That, I mean, with the amount of money that that show, American Idol, brings in,
okay,
that
wrong
they
about
can't
that.
Pay for the rights to give America the chance to hear every song that was recorded, that people ought to be
Michael,
outraged at that.
That sounds reasonable to me.
They offered the best show consistent with quality.
That's right.
Well, hold on. Let's get back to how screwed up this place is.
Yes, of course.
One at a time.
So, Tony. Tony Diggs.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
I see him in the hall, and I say, what's happening? And in a roundabout way, I want to ask him, because he's the engineer that I can talk to. And Tony works his ass off. I got no complaints with Tony.
No,
I mean, he's
none.
Just pulled an 8,000 direction. So when I yell at the engineers, he kind of gets like a free pass because I know he's really trying.
Mm-hmm.
And all I've asked is for this one piece of equipment just to be moved 12 inches. Would really help me out tremendously doing the show. So I come by today, and I'm leery of getting in a conversation because the last time I screamed about the engineers, about they don't do anything, so I come through the door today, and I'm thinking, oh, there's Tony. I can broach the topic with him about have you moved that piece of equipment, 12 inches. And I said, Tony, and he goes, oh, I'm not feeling good. Football night.
Yeah.
Football night. And this whole place goes upside down so that they can get a line out to Redskins Park.
Nothing's been the same since he left that day.
Oh, Rob, I hate you.
For the skin slowly faded away. We know he loves his
oh, mom. God.
He loves the fast track, but in Redskins land, we're glad he's coming.
But
back.
The truth is,
as Redskins fans, we're not trying
what?
To be glib.
Okay.
But look out, Dallas, our coach is Joe Gibbs. We love your legacy.
This town, man, lives in the past like no other town.
Anyway, they're bringing him out like the puppet. And you're not, Gibbs, I mean. You know, did you say, you know, well,
how much of this is the coach, and how much is pressure from the front office?
It's all Snyder.
I think so.
It's all Snyder. And that's what I'm saying. He's got the power to push Gibbs out there and say, okay, now listen, this morning you're going to go at the country station, then you're going to be on the oldie station.
I mean, do you remember back in the day, speaking of living in the past, when the Redskins were kicking ass and taking names, do you remember PR tours during the month of March?
No.
I don't.
Of course not.
You didn't hear from Joe Gibbs until training camp and then when the season began.
This is why this company plays it all wrong. The Redskins are super on the defensive right now because the people of Washington are realizing tickets are overpriced, the team stinks, we got a baseball team now. We got other stuff that we can do. Not that people won't love the Redskins.
No, but I mean, you've heard the statistics for the Nationals as far as the way they're drawing. I mean, they're doing real well.
So for the first time in like 10, 15 years, the team has sucked now. People are actually saying, boy, Redskins suck. So Snyder is going out of his mind to overcompensate.
Yeah.
Get the coach out there. Get the coach out there. Get him on every
station. But don't you agree that the average football fan, the average dedicated Washington Redskins fan in this city could care less about a PR campaign?
No, here's
what they care about what's going to happen during the football season.
Here's what they would like to hear. They'd love to hear the coach actually take phone calls from listeners. But what you're going to get if you happen to hear this pablum, which has already been spewed on four of the radio stations today, which incidentally, Hello Infinity, makes it worthless to us.
It's not
as
exclusive.
A company. The guys. Joe Gibbs has been a whore this morning. He's been a whore. A hua.
Hua?
He's been a hua. He's been on all these other stations. Mm-hmm. It's like every other disc jockey in town.
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
God bless him.
I mean, every other disc jockey in town has made love to him already today. Mm-hmm. You know, by the time he gets to Larry tonight, God knows what shape Larry's going to be in, what shape the coach is going to be in. She's just saying, you know what? You know, shove it. You got them on the other stations, that's great. Because tonight, when they say Coach Gibbs will take your phone calls, it's not that the calls are screened. They are screened. The calls are super double, triple, quadruple screened. You know, God forbid that anybody say, hey, you know, you do have the highest ticket prices in the league, and you know, you do stink, and what's the deal with Lavernia's calls? I guarantee that call ain't getting through.
I think the issues that the fans of this team have are not necessarily with the coach, but the overall experience.
So
especially the diehard fans that go out there and really support the team.
In summary, here at WJFK, here's what we screwed up today.
Mm-hmm.
You were having Gibbs on tonight, but he's not going to be here at the station.
Mm-hmm.
He's already whored himself out to four other stations, so what the hell are we promoting this like it's a big friggin' deal? I mean, he might as well go down and be on the police radio today. He might just go everywhere today.
Kind of, you know, puts a kibosh on the exclusivity of the situation.
So, you know, way to go on that. I'm sure Larry won't have a stick up his butt tonight. I'm sure Larry will be loose as he always
relaxed.
Is during these broadcasts.
How are you?
And this piece of equipment is not moved yet.
No.
Only because they're working overtime to make sure that the goddamn Joe Gibbs, whatever it is, happens tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
See you next week. For the chat, for the employee chat.
And I hate to, you know, kitchen sink with you, but speaking of American Idol, I'm mad about that fact that Beth Ann came in with.
Well, nothing's been the same since he left that day. Momentum for the skin. So
I'll say this, though, about that. Even if they've got a limited amount of songs because of contractual obligations, there had to be better selections
I agree.
Than those morons could have made last night.
Dallas, our coach is Joe Gibbs.
Yeah, tonight.
Look out, Dallas.
It'll be a great show tonight.
Yeah.
Is he going to be speaking the truth tonight?
Well, he's yours.
I don't want him.
There's Judge Melville.
For God's sakes. Mm-hmm. What about you?
Bend over.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I told them to do. It's spell run. That's what they're saying to the Redskins right now.
You look like the vermin-ridden son of a bitch you are.
Okay.
Wow.
Anyway, they got to be having someone who's not helping these moron contestants saying, listen, you're picking a song that nobody's ever heard of before.
You know, I can see your point there, but the more I think about it, I'm thinking, I'd love to see that list.
Yeah.
If they're cheaping it out, if they're doing it on the cheap, I'd really like to see
besides the Beatles.
You know, it's similar to karaoke bars.
Okay, and
you go in there and you see the list.
That's just what I'm thinking. Even think back to a crappy karaoke bar that you were in, where maybe you don't get the Beatles or maybe you don't get the Beach Boys.
Right.
But still, there have got to be some songs that better represent the 60s that would be better to perform on TV than the crap they did last night.
God.
But I loved it as much Mm-hmm. As mad as they made me.
Right.
And really, you know, they're getting to the DJ part of me when they say it's going to be music of the 60s.
Yeah, I know.
And she comes out to sing When Will I Be Loved by the Everly Brothers, which was a slow to mid-tempo record
right.
until Linda Ronstadt redid it. She could have done that on 70s night,
and she
not
didn't
on
even
60s
do a
night.
Very good Linda Ronstadt impression.
No, she didn't.
Although in fact, none of them did, you know, did the songs. I just didn't see anything that blew me away.
So after last night, you're not watching anymore.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you're
it's
funny,
It's addictive
Buzz.
Television.
Yeah. You're funny, okay. Buzz.
Just checking. You're you know, really I ducked out a little bit and then came back last night, and it's addictive.
Didn't you like it, Judge?
Well, now that we got that cleared up.
Oh. All right.
Phone call.
Hello, Don and Mike. You nailed it that time, Mike.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hey, do you think that part of the American Idol thing is that they want to keep the money to spend it later on better songs further along in the competition?
Not a chance. Get out of here.
You poor man.
Get out of here.
We'd like to ask you some questions.
Well, I know. I don't want to answer his questions.
I
dumb question. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Tony O'Shaughnessy from the south side of Chicago, Irish. Wanted to wish you guys a happy St. Patty's Day.
Tony O'Shaughnessy. Just a random Irishman calling in.
Yeah. From Chicago. Hey, I used to live out in Baltimore. I miss your show. I just wanted to say hey.
Tony O'Shaughnessy.
Yeah,
that is
Southside Irish.
That's
you
the Chicago way. Yes. He puts one of yours in the hospital, you put one of his in the morgue. That's the Chicago way. You know, and that's a movie that every once in a while surprises you, like on 512 on Cinemax.
Right. The Stopping Point.
That one will show up, or, you know, Goodfellas has been showing up a little bit recently.
I have to tell you again, though, this morning it was the same thing. You have somehow influenced me, and I am addicted in a weird way to the Cat in the Hat. It is highly disturbing.
It's not disturbing.
I even TiVo'd it when he was serious about something, and he has a serious look at the camera.
That's because
and
it's
I think
a
that's
funny
what
movie.
I'm enjoying is that he plays the camera so much. That's what I. It was lost on me in the movie theater, but now it's different.
See, you and weird. Me. Look at that. Look at. Can I tell you something? I don't want to sound like Johnny Faggot again here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't have that connection with this one. You don't like Cat in the Hat, do you?
Never sat through the whole thing yet.
Screw him. Right. Screw him, Mike. Hey, it's our party, and we'll cry if we want to.
You haven't seen the part where Alec Baldwin picks his navel?
No.
Okay, you're missing that.
Maybe I will, T-Bone.
How about his great purple suit?
Yeah, his purple suit, he's fantastic, and his girdle and his fake teeth. It's pretty good stuff.
See?
That's the part I watched this morning. We got a phone call.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey, I got a point. What you guys are talking about with American Idol. The funny thing is that Randy, Paula, and Simon keep telling all these contestants, you got to pick better songs if you're going to win this contest.
Right.
But they're only giving them a crappy list of songs to choose from. How are they supposed to improve?
I agree. Okay. I mean, somebody ought to read it. I'd love to see the list. I'd love to see the list.
I think it's fixed.
Right. Well, I wouldn't be surprised, Buzz.
Yeah.
I really wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
My only complaint with Bo Bice would be, dude, I think you're talented. But what are you doing with the mic stand? I mean, that was a little for me.
Yeah.
Over the top with the mic stand.
He has definitely got a better voice than the other guy. And the other guy who, you know what?
Oh, and his team.
And they're playing into this, you're God's gift to women. I'm sure that all the ladies will vote for you. Knock it off. Stop telling him that. But that's why he's like pursing his lips and going, ooh.
But I got to tell you something. Last night, Frida said again. She just was, she watched and then she didn't watch, but
right.
She walked by when he was on and he was really just butchering, doing an abortion of You Made Me So Very Happy. And she stood there for a second. She said, I told you, he's the cute one.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, look at his teeth. She says, just look at him. I'm telling you.
That guy does look a little scarier.
I'm telling you, girls
Bo
like
Bice.
Him. Bo.
Bo Bice. Isn't that his name? Isn't
yeah,
it
Bo
Bice.
B-I-C-E.
Bo Bice does look like the kind of guy that you know, you'd find like if you went to some of the finer penal institutions.
Play with Bo Bice.
Bo Bice.
Bo Bice. Spinning wheel. Why? Why not Heidi Ho?
And I don't want to be, you know, for anybody that's ever had a tracheotomy, no offense, but
not taken, Mike. I know the boy sucks.
It's looking like a another part of the body when you watch that thing when he's singing.
I
can't stop staring at it.
That's kind of.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah. It's just kind of, you know, kind of
moves.
You're just
staring at it.
Yeah. I stare at it every time. I can't get by. How about a turtleneck?
Stare at his throat.
How about a turtleneck? Really?
Sing something with a turtleneck on.
Do you think the Pope's neck looked like that?
Probably. Yeah.
Absolutely.
The Pope, just, pop a hole in
Pope
it.
Just had that done.
Well, I think in the Pope, they glued a ruby in it. So.
I mean, they have good ones and bad ones. Don't you see people that have trach scars sometimes? They're like a little thin scar. Uh-huh. His looks like, you know.
Hot.
Okay. His looks like they did it with PVC pipe.
Well, he's from Russia, so I'm sure they did it with like a broken vodka bottle over there. They don't know what they're doing.
Okay, thank you, Rob. We have a phone call.
No, we don't.
That's not strictly true.
Is that Joe's email?
Yeah, Joe's email.
I knew that.
Joe's email. Here we go. So it says, and Bud, I'm going to need you to go to Joe's website.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Here's the email from Joe. Hey, everybody. Please visit my website, joeartinger.com. Download my latest release, Midwinter Song, for free. And proceed to put it in your iPod or send it around the globe to your family. Put it on Kazaa or Napster if you like. I need your help to take the industry out of the music industry. Thanks to all of you for emailing me the past couple of months since I released Mall Traffic. Your response was greater than I thought it would be. Please tell your friends and link them to my site. I've had some conversations with friends and family who say I should charge you to download my music. This is Joe, incidentally, we're talking about Mike.
Joe.
See, because I have to sit down to read this to get to where the computer is because of the Joe Gibbs Show, and I can't make eye contact.
What was that last sentence that you read? I've had some friends and family that have suggested...
Buzz, turn it down for a second, please.
I hear the song stylings of Neil Young in the background.
Please tell your friends and family and link them to my site. I have had some conversations with friends and even family who say that I should charge you to download my music. Mm-hmm. I can see at this point, I just don't think I'm going that way.
Good.
Actually, I'm sure I'm not. Hopefully in May 2005, I'll release an EP entirely for free.
Cool.
I'm convinced that this is the way of the future of music. Call me crazy or not, just email me back. Regardless, as you may have noticed, there is a button on my website called Buy Stuff. Soon you'll be able to buy some stuff, but not my music. I'm coming out with a very cool Joe t-shirt that I designed. Mm-hmm. We'll be silk screening myself and other funny stuff, too.
Good.
More on that later. But the bottom line is, if you want to buy them, you can. If not, that's fine, too. But you got to want one. On a technical note, please realize when you download an MP3, as my songs are, you can change the way it sounds with some simple adjustments on your software depending on what you have. Mm-hmm. The way you get the full range of the recording, I know that my web guy has allowed for it. I've done it myself. Enjoy that aspect of it.
Right.
In closing, I've had hits to my website from a lot of interesting places in the world. Mm-hmm. Thanks to the .gov people from around the globe. Thanks to the .edu people. As I know, school can be tedious, whether you're a student or a professor. I know some of you media cats are checking in as well. I especially love the hits and downloads that are obviously coming from the workplace. Mm-hmm. Use your company's high speed to burn the songs to disc or whatever. Stick it to the man. I won't tell. One thing I would love confirmation of is that someone is sending these songs to our soldiers all over the world. Joe.
Nice.
Actually, Joe.
For those who serve.
I've been in Iraq for a year and a half. Thank God I just received this song.
It kept me going.
I'm
going
to make it through. I was involved in the prison scandal. I was there for the Naked Pyramid, but this song
made
me through.
But now, oh my God.
Hold on a second. Stick it to the man, I won't tell. Okay, then the part about setting it over there. Actually, tell your sons, daughters, mothers, fathers to come home safe and soon. Until May or so, thanks again, Joe Ardinger. So I get this email, and what the frig is this? And it's songs.
Yeah.
And you know what we're going to need? We're going to need the actual lyrics. The lyrics, please. Because I wanted to point something out. So let's hear what, because I got this just like...
So this is the brand new song. What's it called? Midwinter Song?
Yes.
Midwinter.
Yeah. And I got this just like as a mass email, because I guess I'm on Joe's mailing list.
Midwinter.
So
Midwinter Song by Joe Ardinger.
Joe's not charging for this. This is free to you. He will have silk green t-shirts.
Very good.
It's midwinter, and the days are getting longer, but the nights aren't any shorter without you.
I want to send this to Baghdad.
And it's 5 o'clock on a Friday night. The sun's still out and shining bright. Still I haven't got a clue of what I'm planning to do.
It's good.
Is it like?
Yeah, I like it. Imagine our guys and gals over there fighting for freedom and democracy.
They just need a little pick-me-up, a little lift.
All right, I heard enough buzz. I mean, I know I hit record in the first 5 seconds. Yeah. So anyway, I hear it and I go, well, it's a smash. And then I go to the lyrics. And this is where I am going to pick the only bone that I'm going to pick with Joe.
All right, very good.
Because as you heard from that email, he's got quite the following.
Mm-hmm.
We're so happy to have... Hi, Joe.
How are you?
How are you anyway? We're so happy to have a spinoff, finally, from this show.
Yeah, absolutely. A musicologist.
I forgot to mention in the email that you'll be able to get Joe into ringtones, too.
Perfect. Ringtone? Oh, so people can actually... You're sending them overseas, Joe. Yeah.
Well,
around the world.
I got the email. Wanted to read it on the air and share it with everybody. And
I appreciate it. I like that email.
Yeah. And I get the lyrics to your song here, the Midwinter song,
mm-hmm.
that great one we just mm-hmm. heard for all the troops. And here's my only thing. I got a hang up about the way that certain words are written.
Right.
Like, for instance, in the line of the song, and this is from your website, I know you're home getting ready. I don't know about you, but I would spell that Y-O-U-R-E and throw an apostrophe in there somewhere. I wouldn't spell it Y-O-U-R. I know, well, it's easier.
Well, mind. You're saying you are home.
Right.
Well, right.
I know. Well, there are always typos on my website.
Okay, but it's...
Is that part of the charm, Joe?
Well, we don't exactly have the editorial board from the New York Times, so...
Okay, well, but it's
some
just...
Some things do slip through.
Okay, there was more than... There actually is one, two, three, just maybe three or four times when it's your... It's like, I go back to Joe Theismann when he autographed that book.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, you're a Don... You're the best.
Right.
You were Y-O-U-R, and it should have been, you know, Y-O-U-R.
You brought that up to Joe the last time after all these years, and that's why the interview was so brief.
I am bringing that up to you now, Joe.
Well, if you give me just a second, I don't know if it was me or the webmaster that may have, in translation, messed it up, but I don't need to blame him. I mean,
I'm just trying to help Joe.
We're on a shoestring budget as it is.
I couldn't tell. I'm just trying to help Joe. I'm just trying to help. Because, you know,
when are you going to have the t-shirts up?
Probably a week or two. I don't know. So we do this very slowly.
So this has been quite the side biz for you.
Not really. It's just fun.
Okay.
I love making silkscreen t-shirts, so I just want to make some. So if people buy them, it'll be great. I'll be able to make them.
So Joe, the people that buy your t-shirts, everyone's going to be handmade by you?
Yeah.
All right.
I was making some this morning, actually.
Hey,
you got to bring one in sometime.
I will, actually. I've got some fresh shirts coming in, hopefully this weekend.
We have ours. We have ours made with those kids that make 1 cent a day over in Bangladesh or
when
somewhere.
When they're not making soccer balls,
they have to pay the Chinese 6 cents an hour.
When they're not making soccer balls, they're making
20 hours a day.
Joe. Why do you always talk when I'm talking on the show? Just out of curiosity.
This is
Mike, Joe.
Right.
I'm glad you like that, Buzz. Joe, don't do that anymore, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
And now I forgot what I was going to say. Mallet head.
I guess it's because you're in my bad ear and Don's in my good ear.
Yeah.
Joe.
Yeah. Hey, well, let's make it not like that anymore, okay?
I'll switch channel to mono.
Thanks so much.
I wouldn't mind being in your bad ear sometimes. I kind of like it.
I think he's got two good ears. I think we can tell by the song.
Mike, I know you're feeling slighted, but
yes.
I want to tell you there are many times that I wish I would say something to Joe and he would just not respond.
Yeah, it finally got to me a little bit.
I don't think he's doing it on purpose.
I think it's subconsciously, deep in his subconscious
it's
ass.
It's a country song, you know?
Yes, I understand, A.H.
Ah.
Yes.
You call him asshat now?
Asshat, yes.
Asshat.
Yes, absolutely.
See, I know what's going on here. Oh, we've got a break.
What?
I know what's going on.
What's going
Mike
on?
Mike still thinks that you're mad about that thing at Mike's restaurant a year ago.
Oh, geez, I'm so over that. That was 364 days ago.
I actually invited Joe to make it right after a year's time.
You always can have a table waiting for you at
Nice
Look Around Cafe.
See, but I mean, I did. I went out yesterday, and you know how I invited you guys, and
right.
I invited Joe. And, you know, and Joe, I said I would make sure that what happened last year...
Happened again.
No, I would not.
See?
I would never do that.
See, there is that little bit of underlying with the two of you,
guys. I don't know what it is. Maybe there's something there. I don't just...
We'll cool.
That.
Did you invite him as a like a guest or as a performer?
Because he could do a song.
I had no idea that the Midwinter song was already released.
He could do the song. He's out. Cheering up our troops in Baghdad now.
All right. He's flying, Don. He actually had me booked because he got my phone last week and he was over the top over it.
Yeah, we're at Joe's Joe. Doing 4 hours tomorrow night, Joe. As a matter of fact.
Hope right. he knows the unicorn song.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good luck with your website.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's different than his other song, Shopping Mall or whatever.
Mall Traffic.
Yeah, very different, really.
And also different than his version of I'm Not in Love, the 10cc song.
That's right. I enjoyed that one.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, he's Joe. Who says we don't have a farm team around here? Look at that. Yeah, you know, the next time...
Would that be A-ball or AA or AAA, Don?
What's below that, Mike?
Well, there is a league below A-ball.
I know there is.
There's something, I forgot what they call it, you know.
You know, what, you know
instructional league.
It might be like winter ball in Puerto Rico.
No, that's good baseball. I think it's okay, instructional league. I think it's what they send the guys that aren't ready for the minor leagues yet.
Okay, so guys that couldn't make it at A-level, they got to go back down.
I think they go down to the practice facilities and play in instructional games.
Well, Joe, that's where you are. Standing on the...
Is the song Midwinter Song or Midwinter?
I think it's Midwinter Song. Is that the name of it, Buzz? I'm looking
song.
At you like you're the expert.
That's right.
I already threw the goddamn thing away.
That is the Midwinter Song is the name of it.
Well, Joe, someday you'll be called up, as they say, for a cup of coffee.
Scott Peterson won't be around to hear Joe's next release.
He gets a cup of coffee in the bigs once in a while.
Yeah, he does.
He comes up for a cup of coffee. I love that baseball jargon.
Do you even get that, Buzz?
Was that Bull Durham or something like that?
No, that's like from Ball 4.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a cup of coffee in the big leagues.
Ball 4, which is a book, for some reason, that I will read and read. It's been like a year and a half since I read it, and I was looking for a book to read the other day. I started reading Ball 4 again.
Right.
That book by Jim Boughton, it's as great today as it was way back in the day.
Is there anything in Ball 4 that even alludes to a guy's...
steroids? No.
No, because that's before steroids.
They're all just getting drunk and hanging off chandeliers right. and climbing around hotels and going to the bathroom on birthday cakes, and it's fantastic.
Very good.
And we got a break. And when we come back, oh, this guy, now this is totally for me. Oh, Jesus, where did this break go? Didn't talk about that or that or that or that. Too much stuff, and I got this coming up. Oh, this is for me. Oh, I love this. I love Batman.
Yeah, I know you do.
I love Batman.
You still love it as much as you've always loved it?
Yes.
I mean, I remember the days of the movies when you were out of your mind. I mean, you'd wear costumes on the street.
But the Batman that I love the best is the TV Batman.
Sure.
That's my Batman.
Right.
And I've always really wanted a Batman costume. A real one.
Don't you have a cowl?
It's not a real one, Mike. I mean, it's a real one from the movie.
Oh, the movie. You want the original cowl with, like, the drawn-on eyebrows.
Yeah, with Adam West.
Adam West,
well,
sure.
We found a guy... Send this email.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Grail.
Wow.
The only complete pair of Batman and Robin costumes known to exist in the world.
Hello.
Every part is original and complete in every detail. Batman costume includes cowl, headpiece with hand-painted eyebrows wow. and nose, satin cape, blue-gray bodysuit with bat emblem on chest, utility belt, purple satin shorts, blue leather boots, and satin gloves.
It's the whole thing.
Yeah, and he's got the Batman and the Robin suit on mannequins in his house.
Is he selling it?
I don't know. He also owns the I Dream of Jeannie costume.
Does he really?
Yeah,
wow.
He's a genius.
So this is a guy, this is just going to be right up Lake Mee all the way. I'm going to be in the boat in Lake Mee.
Will you perhaps make an offer?
Oh, no, you know, I think it's good. It would be pointless. I would...
You think it's priceless?
Yeah, I will ask him what they smell like, though. If you smell, they smell
I
like
Adam West.
Adam West
had one, a complete one.
Adam West has a cowl.
He doesn't have
the
full
outfit.
Suit.
No. Thank you for remembering that.
I remembered.
A cowl. And if it wasn't for Batman, would anybody know what the hell a cowl is anyway?
Simon Cowl.
Simon Cowl.
Cape and Cowl.
You're not trying hard enough, Joe.
What's up, guys?
We got a break. That's what's up, Tom. No phone calls right now. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Man. Doodly doodly doodly.
The Don and Mike Show.
The home of hilarity. The Don and Mike Show.
I normally don't play Sheryl Crow. It's not I don't like her.
I love this song.
I'm only playing it because one of the things that I wanted to mention, I got a whole list of things. We didn't get to any of them in that first segment today. Sheryl Crow. Rob sent me a single photo of Sheryl Crow getting out of a creek somewhere, and she's topless. Mm-hmm. And
she looks great.
No.
I mean, she looks better than she used to look. She started, when she started dating the cyclist, Lance Armstrong, she got herself in very good shape.
Well, you should look at the picture.
Really?
Yeah. And,
not good?
Well, if you like raisins, I think you like what she's got going on there.
Gotcha. Okay.
Cold in the creek.
And then beyond that single photo that I received from Rob, and I guess Buzz has gotten a copy of it as well, last night I get the email from my son, and the heading is, "This will make you happy," which, of course, is a takeoff on her song, you know, "If It Makes You Happy." Mm-hmm. So I click on, and it leads me to a site where it's a little real-time movie of Sheryl Crow getting out of a creek, totally naked, and putting on this tie-dye T-shirt. So the part that we're seeing now on the internet, at least the photograph, it's only a still. Wow. And I'll go back and get that address from my kid's email and give it to you. And we can all watch this.
Please do. I'd like to duck in during a commercial break if you don't mind.
We can all watch that. I wanted to mention that before we went to break, and I forgot that also today we'll be giving away a trip for two to Los Angeles for WrestleMania 21.
Another trip to a warm weather city.
Cool. Live at the Staples Center Sunday night, April the 3rd. We'll give that away later in the show today. Now,
riddle me this. What do you call a sleeping bull? Answer: a bulldozer.
I do love Batman and the Riddler.
One of those tacky albums.
What's the difference between an elephant and a flea?
What do you mean tacky?
Frank Gorshin.
Frank Gorshin.
Well, an elephant can have fleas.
Oh, he's the Riddler.
But a flea can't.
And I love the Batman show. And I've always loved it. It's been my dream to have the Batman suit, the Adam West suit. And here's the guy who's got it. His name is John Azarian. John?
Call me the Bulldozer.
The Bulldozer. The Bulldozer. Why do they call you the Bulldozer, John?
Because you're a riddle.
Sleeping Bull. The riddle we just
talked about. Oh, the riddle.
Oh, I gotcha.
Sorry.
Thanks, Buzz. Thank you for paying attention.
Buzz, you're paying attention. I'm trying. Yeah.
Thanks for Buzz. Listen, I love Batman. I've loved it since I was a kid. I've got the tattoo. You don't need to hear all of this stuff. But I love Batman, and the TV Batman
is my... forget you have the tattoo.
My favorite Batman. He's the best. And that costume is too cool. How much is it worth?
It's worth about $300,000.
Oh. Just the Batman costume alone?
Well, Batman and Robin together. I have the only complete original pair in the entire world.
Yes, I am aware of that, my friend, as I get deeper and deeper into the basement of the science building with you, and
is
I get
it
more
insured, John?
Yes, it is.
I can feel myself getting a wedgie as I speak to you about this, as I lower myself to the level that is the true level that is me. Have you ever smelled the suit, the cowl, the cape?
No.
Seriously? Oh, you've never smelled?
Think about that.
Have you ever tried on either the Batman or the Robin suit or the cape or the cowl or the masks?
I will admit to trying on the Batman cowl.
Yeah. How is that, baby?
It's tight and...
sweet.
Satiny.
Sweet. Is it sweet? Does it smell like... Does it smell westy?
Oh, I couldn't answer that. I have no idea.
Now, John, are you a strictly a collector for... financial gain, or are you a passionate Batman aficionado?
I'm a passionate collector, not just of Batman, but of many other genres. Especially
he doesn't have the passion you have, Don.
No. So this for you, you are simply...
it's a money-making
You're
enterprise.
A merchant. You're a merchant.
No,
that's
no,
all you
not
are.
Not at all. Not at all.
You're like Sam Walton.
Excuse me?
You're like Sam Walton.
Yeah, Walmart.
Walmart.
Yeah, I understand. No, I do this strictly out of love and... the art of collecting, and not for money or not for financial gain at all.
How much would you charge someone like myself, someone who is actually mentally deranged about Batman, if I was ever in the area and I wanted to see the costume and I wanted to maybe, God forbid, touch the cowl, would you allow it?
Sure.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Now, you're just saying that, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Really? Would you let me wear the cowl?
I'd let you put it on, yes.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Does it have a snap or a button? I've always wanted to know, is it a snap or a button?
it's just a pull-on cowl. It's like almost it's a full head mask almost. You just pull it on.
But then the cape, does that have a button or a...
what a dumb question. Zipper, Velcro. Like,
does
the cape have a button or a snap?
Yeah, that's a
Why
valid
do you
question.
Want to know this?
Because I watched the show for years.
Or is it a hook and eye?
The cape, the cowl has a bottom part that goes around the neck, and the cape snaps on. There are snaps on the cowl.
Snaps. That's what you were hoping for.
Yes. And, of course, it zips up the back. Here's my question. The actual Batman suit, when you take away his cape and his cowl, the cut of the top, does it come down like a standard undershirt, or does it come a bit further down the shoulder?
It's actually a full body suit. It's
a
leotard almost for the upper body. And then there's a pair of tights and then the brief, which goes over the tight.
Now, Don, you said, of course, there's a zipper in the back. I did not know.
I didn't know there was a zipper in the back.
You
either,
say, of course, like we all knew that. I didn't know.
How did you know there was a zipper
pulled on
in
the top
back.
And the bottom? And
I've seen a picture of him wearing it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
From the back, because you never see it. Well, it wouldn't matter if you saw him from the back, because he's got the cape cover.
But, I got a picture of Adam West somewhere. It's a funny picture. Where he's sitting in his Batman suit, but it's from the back. And he's in one of those Hollywood director chairs.
Right.
He's leaning over saying hello. And you can see the big zipper right down the back of his bat suit. What about
they would take the cape off when he wasn't acting because it was uncomfortable as far as sitting around in it.
Sure.
This is too.
What about the
300 grand for both.
Wow.
Now, would there be anybody dumb like me who has a lot of money, unlike me, that would... I mean, has anybody ever come up to you and said, you know, Donald Trump type or somebody who said,
I'm noticing,
I'll buy them.
I'm noticing who we're talking to here, that we're speaking with John Azarian, who has Azarian Realty located in the Azarian building. So I'm guessing, John, you got a few coins to throw around, right?
I have a good life, yes.
Yeah.
So we got
a rich guy here.
So if some guy comes to you and says, 300 grand sounds about fair to me, would you sell him the suits?
Probably not, no.
If for $300,000, you wouldn't do it. Is there a price where you'd let it go?
I was offered close to that, and I rejected it. So at this point, I'm really not considering that.
It's comfortable life. Is it Bruce Wayne comfortable?
No, unlike Bruce Wayne, I'm married and I have four children.
Okay.
Now, I do happen to know that you had Jackie Gleason's jacket, right, from the Honeymooners?
Yes.
And you did sell that one.
I did.
How much?
I won't say, but it was a lot of money.
Come on, John. That's
come on,
historical information.
If the Batman suit...
Our listeners crave that kind of information.
How much for Gleason's jacket?
We have no idea.
How much? 100 grand?
Is it the bus driver jacket?
Yeah.
It's the bus driver jacket, yes.
50,000.
100 grand,
No, much more than that.
More than 100 grand?
It was in that ballpark.
About 100 grand.
Wow.
A little over.
And who bought that? Somebody who's going to roll up in a ball and sleep with it every night? I mean...
Probably other collectors, I would assume.
Now,
yes, a fellow collector bought it.
Have you ever met anyone like myself who, if I had the...
Never.
I didn't ask you, Mike.
Oh,
I'm asking
sorry.
Me. If I had the resources, I swear to God, if I was Donald Trump, I'd say to you right now, 300, double that, make it 600, I'll take the suits.
Right.
And I would take the suits because I would not have them on display in my home. I would put them in the closet, and every once in a while...
You'd hoard them. Is what you do, like you do with all your possessions.
Stop that.
You
that's
it
a
would
side,
be...
Mike, that's a side discussion for another time. That was before the show today.
Yes, of course.
But I would put the cowl on, and I would wear the cowl. Do you know anyone else who would buy it and actually want to make it a part of the wardrobe to wear it, like, once a week?
You'd wear it out.
I would. I'm not kidding you.
I know you would.
I've worn my Batman suits.
I have seen you
before.
Wear your suit. Yeah. There's nothing makes me happier.
Because I really do have one of the plastic ones from Michael Keaton, one of the extra ones from the
from the movie.
Shut up.
Yeah,
shut up.
He does. This guy will understand this. Yes, it's a real one. You know, the whole authenticated by Warner Brothers and
God. Rubber.
Yes, it's hard rubber. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
How much would that be worth?
They actually change those daily. They would throw them out at the end of the day. So I'm not sure how many days of filming were involved with that movie.
That explains how I got one.
You got one for like 50 bucks.
I mean, but there were multitudes.
Now, you know what that is? That's like when, I remember when Emmett Smith was going after Walter Payton's record.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, in between plays, he would go to the sidelines to change his jersey.
Yeah.
So that they could say after the game they would have, like, 20 jerseys what he wore the day that he broke the record.
Absolutely.
Same deal. Are you a nerd? Or are you a... is this your primary business, the showbiz suits?
No, not at all. It's an expensive, fun hobby for me.
Oh, I gotcha.
So what else? All right, we've talked about the Gleason jacket. We've talked about Batman and Robin. I Dream of Jeannie. What else do you have?
I have the largest collection of Lost in Space wardrobe and props in the world. I have the Jupiter 2, which is 4 feet in diameter, which is awesome. It's like a big toy.
Which is the Lost in Space spaceship.
Right, cool.
The spaceship, the round flying saucer. 4 feet.
Cool.
I have every costume from that show, from every character, from all the different seasons. I have Linda Carter's Wonder Woman costume.
Wow.
How much is that worth?
Is this all you guys care about?
Well, we have no idea what these things would be worth.
That's probably worth between $75,000 to $100,000.
And Johnny, don't you low-key it, okay? We know you don't mind a buck either, right?
We can accept that.
You ever smell the Wonder Woman suit?
Gina?
No.
Do you have a Batgirl suit? Do you have an Yvonne Craig suit?
I have most of the Batgirl costume. I don't have a complete costume, but I have the cowl, the cape, and the gloves.
Okay, here's what I want to know. How did you get all this stuff? How did you get the Batman and the Robin suit and the Lost in Space? How did you get all that stuff?
Some of the things I bought at auction from various auction houses, some from private collectors, some from the movie studios themselves, and some from celebrities.
Would you ever set up your own museum? It sounds like you're well on your way to collecting enough stuff to put on public display.
I'm actually in the process of doing that now in my home, setting up a private museum, yes.
Done. How much would you charge for someone to come through your home?
No, I'm sorry. This is a private museum for my enjoyment only.
That's
a private museum.
A museum is generally public.
And for my friends.
Are we your friends?
You know, you must be scary rich. You really must be like...
Do you have, like, the big pool?
I have a pool, yes.
Yeah, like the
big white columns outside, you know, like Mount Vernon looking.
How many square feet, John, is the house?
Oh.
Come on, you can tell us. I mean, we're curious.
It's a nice house. It's a large house.
It's a large house. Over 7,000 square feet, John?
Yes.
How you been with your tax returns? On time? You been on time with that?
Yes.
Any cash involved in all in your businesses, or is everything, you know, all above board?
Everything's above board.
John, we're just fascinated with you for some reason. When you fly, John, do you fly publicly or privately?
Oh, I can answer that, Mike. That's private.
I fly publicly.
Oh, you fly publicly?
Liar, yeah. Don't lie to us.
Usually coach.
Have you ever flown privately?
No.
Oh, okay.
If you were given the opportunity, would you purchase Burt Ward, the man? If he was on sale, if you could buy him, would you buy Burt Ward, the real-life Robin?
No, I don't think I would buy him.
You would not buy him and put him in a cage somewhere?
Nobody else.
Well,
has
I think
him.
Really, in order
in
to make the museum,
electric cage,
you'd actually have to stuff him.
Okay,
I think you'd have to kill him and
well
stuff.
Stuffed right now.
True, that's the way I hear it.
Yeah. All right, well, listen. All I can say is you're the coolest because you've got the Batman and Robin suits
and all that other stuff. My God,
I don't care about that.
Yeah,
the Batman and Robin
stuff. Wait, George Reeves Superman costume from the '50s.
It's got any blood on it?
No.
Still. I think that's pretty cool.
What, you
George
yourself,
Reeves, right?
Right.
George from the '50s, yep. Right.
Where is the Batman suit right now as we're talking on the phone?
In my house.
In your house?
You're not in your house?
No, I'm not. I'm at my office.
And it's on a mannequin?
Yes, it is.
I just wanted to know if you would rub the phone on it for me.
Jeez. Wow.
I'm into Batman.
Yeah, I think you are.
I'm into the TV Batman. It's nice talking to you, dude.
All right, good talking to you guys.
Thanks, John.
I have to put you on hold for a second. A second. Hold on. There you go.
Jealous?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
He's got all the toys.
You know, the thing is, he doesn't get
anything he wants.
You know, Batman means nothing to him.
No.
You know what? He's a hooker. He's a hooker. He's got all the high price stuff going. He's got the Lost in Space. He's got the I Dream of Jeannie. He's got the Jackie Gleason.
He's got a big treehouse. Yeah. He's got a very big treehouse.
Yes, he does. Batman is just a small part of his universe. Mm-hmm. Means nothing to him like it does to me.
You know, strangely, I'm jealous too.
He doesn't love Batman like I do. And I'm in such a Batman mood. Batman. I've never shared with you Batman. Some of my favorite Batman songs.
Really?
Batman. This, of course, is Neil Hafty.
Who?
Neil Hefti.
Neil Hefti, he's the orchestra guy that did the real. Mike, he's an accomplished musician.
Yeah, and yes. He invented the trash bag.
You know what?
Hold on.
You got more stuff?
Yeah, but I gotta get my glasses
out. Oh, no.
You are killing me.
Sorry about that.
I mean, you said Neil Hefti, like everybody should know who Neil Hefti is.
Atomic bat glasses.
There we go.
To read, because I'm getting old. There we go.
All right, so we've got that song.
Ah, now.
Is that the album from the album Batmania?
You can see it, you bastard. How can I hide anything from you? Yeah, hold on a second. Let me give you a song. Hold on.
If you need those glasses again, we'll get you a prescription cowl. Oh. Kids can be so cruel.
Holy jailbreak! Yes, sir! I'll pass that message on.
Who was that, Ron?
Commissioner Gordon, Batman. The Tickler broke out again. And he's taken several prominent citizens as hostages.
That's right, it's Adam West.
Shot for the dynamic duo.
Here he is.
When you hear the squeal of the battle,
unlike William Shatner, when Adam West makes Batman songs, he speaks, but he also sings.
I don't want to get you upset here, but would this album be an album that was designed for children? I mean, that sounds like
many of the show's fans were young at the time.
At the time,
I
mean, that's
your job to be funny on the show. Okay?
Now you've gone too far.
There's funny and there's funny.
I'm sorry.
By the way, Neil Hefti worked a lot with Frank Sinatra, and much of the music in the actual episodes of Batman were done by Nelson Riddle. Just so you'll know.
And you knew that, right?
Not until now.
Yeah.
I can die now, Buzz.
This is Adam West from his album. This is Adam West. I don't think I've ever played this before. This is the one where he starts off talking like Shatner but ends up singing. Or is it? Where's the Melanie one?
Miranda.
Is this the Miranda one?
No.
I've only got 8,000 of them there. Hold on a second. What are you doing, Mike?
I'm just playing. I'm just playing with my...
playing with your watch.
With my watch.
Hold on. Adam West is going to sing. Does he sing here? Doesn't he sing in this one? Oh, he talks, right. King of all the heroes.
I understand.
Citizens, this is not Santa Claus. It's not the Tooth Fairy. This is Batman speaking. With this record, I'm bringing you something a little extra. Something unusual, mysterious, even bizarre. This bat disc can now be converted into a Z-ray deflecting incognito meter physiognomist. Right after this chorus, I'm going to tell you how to act.
But that's not his worst song.
You know,
please give the next one a try.
Go ahead.
There's one more Adam West song.
Will tonight be the night that Bruce reveals himself to...
But I should tell you that he recorded his album in 1976, 10 years after the show had gone off the air.
You know, I just realized something that we've never discussed, like, and it's everything in show business. There's never an original idea.
No.
You know, Putty, the character from Seinfeld.
Sure.
That's Batman. That's Adam West. I just realized that listening to him. That's exactly the
way
cadence
he speaks
and the way he speaks.
Okay. Oh, well, he's going to speak and sing here.
Okay, well, listen to him and I'll think Putty when you listen to him.
Okay. Well, Mike, I always think Putty when I hear
I know.
Adam West, but it's my own Putty.
He turns into Putty.
I never met a girl like you before, Miranda.
It's Batman.
Miranda, and I'd do anything for you if you just ask. Miranda, ask me to do anything for you, Miranda.
Miranda.
But please don't ask me to remove my mask.
It's against the code of heroes. But you know how much I love you now, and so
come into my kingdom. Anyway, this is awful.
That is awful.
Boy Genius, what are you doing here?
Bruce, come right away. There's a job to be done. A giant octopus has run up.
Okay, it's awful.
It's a kid's album.
No, it's not.
We should have been warned.
It's not. No, it's not. Mike, it's not.
No, it's not.
No, I'm serious.
We got a Miranda warning.
I'm serious as cancer. This was not a kid's album. What cut did you play? I got to put my glasses back
on. When the night is dark.
Is this Earth again?
And you're fast.
Burgess Meredith.
Oh, this is the Penguin song.
You've got one.
I quietly creep.
This was an album by adults, for adults.
On an innocent city, I fiendishly feed.
Jesus.
That's me.
You don't realize how rare these recordings are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, knock me with your eyes.
The guy we just talked to, but doesn't have this album. That.
Two words, time capsule.
Riddle me this.
Here we go.
What do you call a sleeping bull? Answer. A bulldozer.
You want to hear Jan and Dean?
Yeah.
Oh, it's want to hear? Horrible.
This is an awful... Shut up, Buzz. This is an awful... I know you're just helping. I'm sorry. I just hate putting on the glasses every 2 seconds so I can read.
They really look all right.
Thank you. So is that shirt now that I have my glasses on. Okay, here we go.
Something from the album Batmania.
This is the great Jan and Dean doing an awful song called The Joker is Wild. Sounds like some bad beach band you'd hear on American Idol.
You know what the album needs?
Nothing. It's perfect.
More reverb.
You're being facetious, right?
Yeah, I am.
Good. Sometimes your wit's too dry. I guarantee you'll never hear this anywhere. Jan and Dean.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Where is Cesar Romero on that album?
Cesar Romero would not be on the Batman album.
Really?
So they had Jan and Dean just sing a song about him.
Okay, I understand, Batman. Uncle.
Hello,
that album's exclusive.
Don and Mike show, hello.
Hey, guys, how's it going? Oh, okay. Sorry, I won't
That's
say that.
That's all right.
But,
what?
Sorry, yeah, I'm as geeky as you about Batman.
All right, thanks for the call.
Thanks for... making me look worse here. It's not like Mike's not already running me into the ground.
No, I'm curious about that. That's why I asked about the Cesar Romero.
Set the date on your watch when I'm playing that great Adam West song that no one's ever heard before.
From my private collection.
So.
I'm totally focused.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hi.
Did you guys notice that the clips you were playing of Adam West sounded as though he could slide right into CTU if ever anything happened to Kiefer Sutherland?
No. Okay. No, he is definitely putty. Not Kiefer Sutherland.
He's not Jack Bauer.
Previously on 24.
No.
Not a bad idea, though.
Of course, Bruce. It's that superhero way.
I think you're right about putty, though. Especially with the Jaguar. He goes... all signs point to yes.
And there's a movie, I think it might be The Emperor's New Groove.
Yes,
he's the voice of Putty, and where it's the voice of the guy that does Putty, and he sounds more Batman-esque in that role.
The only change you'd have to make is he'd have to say, of course, Baruse.
Baruse. Well, I love that.
Baruse Wayne.
I love that. I love that Batman suit. I swear to God, I love that suit.
Well, you know, it sounds to me like maybe for $500,000, that could be yours.
Okay, real good. How much blood do I have to sell to get a half? How many trips to the sperm bank and the blood bank am I going to have to make to get that suit?
Just have to schmooze John Azarian, who, hey, I'm not making a big deal about it. Come on.
Come on.
I'm sure he's mobbed up. Hello, Don and Mike show. I'm sure he had a loaded gun in his lap while he was speaking to us.
The mob loves superhero costumes.
The mob loves money, Buzz.
Yes, I know.
Hello.
Hello, John.
Hello. Hello, are you... God, you know, forget it. We're not going to go to the phones if you're not going to say hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Hey, what?
I got a drinking game for American Idol.
American Idol drinking game.
What is
yes,
it?
I do.
Scooter from Mobile.
Every time you take Randy takes a drink, you take a drink.
I like it. The Randy Jackson drinking.
I've not noticed. Does Randy drink a lot?
Every time he makes a comment, he takes a drink after a comment.
Does he really?
Okay.
Huh.
Thank you.
I'm going to watch. I'm going to watch closely.
See you later. Bye-bye. Ellen, how about that great placement for Coca-Cola, for their new, whatever the new flavor is?
Yes, very exciting.
The new flavor that I'm sure will fail, just like the lime-flavored Coca-Cola failed?
No, it is. Lime Diet Coke failed, and now they're doing lime regular Coke is the deal.
Did lime Diet Coke fail?
I don't see it around very much, and it tasted a lot like a cleaning fluid.
Yeah. I didn't mind it too much.
God bless them. I love their products.
I think Diet Coke is Diet Coke. Why mess with it?
I want to get that Coke couch from the Red Room.
On American Idol?
Isn't that a great couch?
I've never noticed the couch. It's a Coca-Cola product?
Yes, it is. It's got a big swoosh on it, the Coke swoosh.
But that's about $300,000.
That's right, and it comes with a cowl. A prescription cowl.
Hello, who is this? I don't know. Don and Mike show. Hello.
I was wondering if you got the Joe Gibbs song on that album.
The Joe Gibbs song on the Batman album?
Yeah, because, you know, they're equally talented.
Okay, I think
every
song on Batman should start with, well...
You're mocking my Batman song, but...
Here it is. Well, nothing's been the same since he left that day.
Right.
Momentum for the skin.
Exclusive tonight. Exclusive. Okay, now these two cannot coexist.
Wow.
Let's terminate program now.
That's music.
Music for Scooter.
Phone call.
Let's terminate program.
Baby Blues.
Baby Blues. Hello, Don and Mike. Wilma.
Hey, Don, I have that album, and I got like four others. Do you have one that they folded in the supermarket, like in 1966? I got it at 4 years old, and I still have it, and I love it.
The original album?
This album was released by The Markets,
Hold on just a moment.
The Markets.
Yeah, hold on. I'm losing Mike now. We're gonna go to break. I can tell that's the one.
I thought I was, yeah.
That's
the
one that put you
that
over
call,
the edge.
That call, okay. Almost, yeah. I was with you, I mean, I was strong with you right up to that point.
Right.
And it was the delivery, too.
Hello.
And I was back.
However, I found it very interesting. I will talk to him off the air.
Yeah.
I never talked to any of you people off the air.
Riddle me this. What do you call...
Oh, shut up. Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
How are you?
Hi.
I just want to let you guys know how much I appreciate the show, and I really want to tell Buzz, kind of oversighted, I think, a lot of times. His humor is just impeccable.
Kind of oversighted?
It's oversighted. Well, we've got to change his prescription for that.
Oversighted. So thank you. Do you mean overlooked?
No, I want to say oversighted because that was humor. That's something Buzz would say, and I just wanted to let you guys know.
Hold on. You're trying to save it, and you can't save it.
No, you gotta take your medicine here. Buzz would never say oversighted because I don't believe it's a word.
It's not a word.
Right.
Okay.
But thanks for the sentiment. Now go quietly.
Keep up the good work.
Go quietly.
We disagree. Buzz is not funny.
There he goes. Not at all. Buzz, you don't like those kind of fans, do you?
I don't. and I try not to be funny.
Oversighted.
What is this? Oh, God. It's all my people are calling now, Mike. Yeah. These are all the people you'll hate.
Phone call.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Don, that guy sounded kind of uptight about his Batman memorabilia, but do you think the Dream of Genie at Wonder Woman costume for about 15 minutes or so?
You know, this guy's phone was breaking up. I don't know what he was saying.
It was something naughty.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, they're all calling now.
It was something that involved pleasure.
Yeah. All these people, you see all these lines ringing, Mike?
Yes.
All these people have dirt under their fingernails.
They're all your Batman people?
I know. These are all my Batman people.
Well, why don't you humor yourself? I mean, really?
No, we're doing a show here, for God's sake.
I understand.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hi. You know what that sound is?
What sound?
Millions of radios being turned down.
Okay, Simon.
Stealing your line.
I know, Simon. Oh, well, Simon said it last
night. Yeah, Simon. Well, Simon got it from you.
Love you, Buzz.
Thank you, sir. Another love call for Buzz. Oh, just embarrassed. Phone call.
Troubling. Hello, Don and Mike show. Troubling.
Donnie there.
Must write a note to self.
Disturbing.
Why do people like Buzz more than us?
Troubling.
Or no, addendum. Why do people like Buzz more than me? People like Mike. Addendum.
People remember people like Buzz the most.
Why does only Rob understand me? Hello. Don and Mike show.
thank Rob for keeping Gorgie away.
We had a run with the sales guy, Paul Gorgie, today.
That's when I came up with Rob's new nickname, the guard dog.
Well, are you there? We got a break. Dan.
Yeah. Do you, how much of an Adam West fan you are, do you know the name of the superhero that Adam West is currently playing on TV?
See, Mike, I know it's a cartoon thing.
Do you know?
No, I know it's on Cartoon Network. I don't know who it is, though.
Oh, come on. You're a real fan? You don't know this?
No, I don't. What is it?
Okay, the name of the character is Chin on the show called Fairly Odd.
Okay, see, I told you. These are all the people I didn't want to take those calls.
And now we'll never know.
Oh, come on.
Basement of the science building.
How can he get up in the morning?
And Buzz, when you said, now we'll never know.
Yes.
That was like your oversight humor. I'm just pointing out.
Oversight.
No, I want to know.
Gotcha. No, see, you just did it again.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that's your... We are now pointing out Buzz's oversight humor.
I enjoy Batman, I enjoy Adam West, and I want to know what he's doing now.
Of course, Bruce.
No, you don't. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Come on, Spicoli, just put the shirts back on. You see that sign? No shirt, no shoes, no tie. Right. Learn it. Know it. Live it.
The Don and Mike Show.
If you have company.
Get out of here, Curtis. I don't hear you unless you knock.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Oh, what a hoot, and so totally refreshing.
Raise the comedy alert level to orange, because here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
It was in the bag.
What?
I don't know if
I miss.
If I don't talk about this, we may have talked about it before. When we read a live commercial, the copies in this little laminated plastic thing,
yeah.
And Rob is very obsessive compulsive about retrieving it as soon as the commercial is done.
Yeah.
And I hide them.
He had a good hiding place.
And I had a very good hiding place, and that's how,
oh, dear. And you're still touching the thing?
Wow. I love games.
Love games.
Games are fun.
Okay, come over here to this side of the console.
Ah, very good, all right.
And, because it turns out, this thing that I've been sent by a bunch of people, but the best one from my kid,
uh-huh,
is not it's Sheryl Crow naked, but she's not getting out of the creek. She's just doing a photo shoot.
Oh.
Here she is, and she's putting her dress on.
Yeah.
And if you go to the site is newsoftheworld.com, and newsoftheworld.co.uk, and then you got to go in and do the story is called She's Got No Crows On.
Wow.
Sheryl Crow.
Huh.
And
they're
it's
small,
like,
but they're not.
It's like a mini movie.
Over, so you're not getting a real true indication.
No, but see,
right.
See, here's what I got from Rob first. At first, I got the still picture.
Right.
Okay. Then Bart sends me the movie. Now, when you look at the little mini movie of her taking her dress off.
Right, right.
You really see that there's not much there.
No, there is not much there, but she is obviously in shape. She's not sloppy. But
yeah, but see, that's the thing. I wish that girls would know this. If she was my girlfriend, if she was my wife,
yeah,
I would tell Sheryl Crow, she's too thin. She's too in shape.
Too many women like that.
I agree. I think that's
anyway, get back to your own side of the control room, please.
He tried to take your microphone.
He did. Well, that's Sheryl Crow. Crow. Sheryl Crow.
I don't know. She's improved. I used to think she was ew, and I just think she's gotten a little bit better.
I think she had her teeth reduced.
I think that's
really
fine.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I like her, okay, but not knocked out by seeing her without her shirt on.
No, they were tiny.
I think what we'll have is probably the link to that, and if not, the little movie itself on our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com, which is now turning out to be like the Mr. Skin site.
It's really it's a photo shoot with all these people around her, and then there she is just getting naked.
Yeah. Her sundress off.
Don bless her.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You guys aren't talking about Batman anymore?
Honey, turn your radio down, for God's sakes.
Sorry.
We will. Like,
it's Party Girl on the line.
What's that?
Will tonight be the night that Bruce reveals himself to
Miranda.
Magnificent Miranda.
Not enough reverb.
I never met a girl like you before, Miranda Farr.
Adam West. Anyway, yeah, what about Batman, darling?
But the suit is cool. Are you going to go try it on at that guy's house?
Bye-bye.
Bye, Miranda.
Miranda, I've never met a girl like you before.
Were you able to get that Sheryl Crow thing just with the, whatever that website was, just the...
I got the pictures you were seeing. I'd like to see the video. I hope...
It's not a video as much as it's kind of like a series of stills.
Still pictures,
It's like, you know, back in caveman days, how they made movies.
Yeah, like when you take the book and you flip the pictures.
A flip book is what they would call that.
Exactly.
GIF animation.
That's it.
I never met a girl like you before, Miranda Carr.
We got it queued up just to that spot now, so no matter what we're doing in the show, we can immediately... Oops, hold on a second. It wasn't... Now is it set?
Please.
I never met a girl like you before, Miranda Carr.
Adam West, Batman.
He says before really weird.
Yeah.
He does. Or you do, Mike. Kevin Federline.
Yay!
Does he stink?
I bet he does.
Yeah.
Okay. You know he does.
Trendy Kevin.
And you know that that she does. His wife, Britney Spears, she stinks. But hold on. There is now proof of Kevin Federline's vile stench.
Oh, good.
This is true. This is from a newspaper in Biloxi, Mississippi. He's gambling at a casino. Gambling at a casino?
Yeah, Biloxi's got all the casinos down there.
Right. Was that like riverboat stuff?
Yeah, down on the river.
On the Gulf, too.
All right, so he was, the newspaper says, dripping with diamonds and had chips worth about $3,000 in front of him. But all that the dealer could notice was the green fog coming off him.
Wow.
The dealer says, quote, he stinks. His body odor is terrible.
Wow. It
smelled like he hadn't showered in a week. The game he was playing, ironically, is craps.
That's a social game. You belly up next to people,
Shower first.
So this newspaper does a story about how Kevin Federline, Britney Spears' husband, has a problem with B.O. Then the Star, the tabloid, they pick up on that story, and they follow up in your new Star. They interview a guy who was on an airplane, 30,000 feet in the air, 10-hour nonstop flight from L.A. to London.
Ooh.
There's a guy named Bob Jackson is the guy's name.
Sure.
He was on the seat. He was in the seat next to Kevin Federline in first class. He says, quote, Kevin stripped down to a T-shirt on the airplane. Not only did he look like a bum, he smelled like a bum.
Wow.
I had to ask the flight staff if he would please put his socks back on.
Oh, gross.
So
this is like the third time we've had a story like that where didn't she kick her shoes off and then stunk?
And then the Star is pointing out.
Oh, they are gross. They look gross. They are gross.
Back in December, on a flight, she took her shoes off, and she was asked by a flight attendant to put her shoes back on because people were complaining about the smell of her feet.
Wow. Oh, they are just, ew. You can look at them.
That's great.
I never met a girl like you before, Miranda.
What, a warning?
And then there's Hanoi Jane. Jane Fonda.
Oh, God.
Jane Fonda. Well, because this is she got a book coming out in a couple of weeks.
Right.
And part of the book is about her marriage to this guy. I never heard of this guy. Roger Vadim.
Vadim, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Director.
So she's married to him during the time she was known as Hanoi Jane.
Well, was that before Tom Hayden?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
yes,
this
it was
in the late 60s.
Around Barbarella time is when she met him.
Yes. He allegedly, what she's saying is, he made her come into the bedroom and bring other women in, and then he would humiliate her and tell her that she was fat, because that's what Henry Fonda used to tell her all the time.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Weird.
He used to call her fat and would tell her to do stuff that she didn't want to do. And
that's back in, as Buzz mentions, the...
she would do it.
The era where she was...
Yeah. Oh,
she was pretty good right up through On Golden Pond,
Yes, she was.
But really, what behavior is more unexcusable, that or starting a sitcom at 4:35?
Oh, now you're going back to...
Ted Turner.
Yeah,
not affiliated with Jane anymore, though, Rob.
Yeah, but, she just can't pick them, can she?
Anyway, apparently what Jane Fonda is saying in this book, in this excerpt that I wrote, is that what he would do it, he would have, you know, Barbarella, you mentioned that
yes,
movie.
Yes, right, yeah.
They would come home and he would have her do scenes from the movie.
Wow.
like with other girls. And then while they were doing this and he was enjoying himself, to further enlighten the experience and heighten it, he would tell her that she was a fat pig, just like her dad said she was. So work harder, bitch. Work harder, bitch.
Wow.
Make it happen. Oh. And this apparently is going to be in her new book.
Well, I'm going to go out and buy that book.
Well, don't, no, because I just read you the best part.
That's the best part?
I mean, that's
right
got to be the best part. There's nothing else worth reading that book. Who cares? Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, if you buy the suit, Don, is it going to look better on you or Federline?
Federline?
What are you talking about?
Oh, hold on. Get out of here.
Oh, what an ass hat. Makes no sense.
I never met a girl like you before. Miranda. Yes, Miranda.
Batman.
I'd do anything for
Mike.
You if you just pass.
If you wear this suit, it won't smell like...
No.
You yes, know,
better life.
Won't smell like what Brown can do for you.
All Miranda.
But please don't ask me to remove my mask.
Adam West, everybody.
I never met a girl like you before.
You know, that's, you're almost doing it like the guy from American Idol. Oh, Mandy.
Oh, Mandy, well, you came on, you came. John Stevens.
Yes.
Here's a question for you.
Yes.
Next year at this time, will we remember any of these idiots' names like we remember the idiots from last year?
I believe we will, yes. I believe we will. Yeah, I mean, we'll stick with the show, and you'll have people who rise to the surface, and they're already blazed into our brain.
See, I still remember John Peter Lewis, and he's done nothing after last season of America.
I remember Fantasia, you know? I mean, she sticks in my mind.
You will remember Constantine, and you will remember Bo Bice.
I remember LaToya from last season.
And Von Zell. I'll remember her because she makes me think of the neighbor on the George Burns show.
Von Zell.
All right, thank you, Rob.
Very good.
That Kelly Clarkson, though.
Oh, good song. Yeah.
You know what? She's got that new song out. That sounds like Avril Lavigne or Pink or whatever. It's since you've been gone. And I've seen the video, and... You know, she got to be careful how she plays it, because she's the American Idol, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
She's the virgin American Idol. You know,
she's the corn-fed American Idol.
You know what we do with our virgins? We throw them into volcanoes. But my point is that she's, in the last couple of years, maybe they got her in a girdle or something.
She has slimmed down a bit.
She doesn't look as fat as...
I saw her on Regis and Kelly the other day.
Have you seen the video, though?
I have not seen the video.
The video is... She's pretty hot.
Really?
Yeah. And the song, unlike
well, you most, can doctor tapes.
Like the junk that they have them sing, the song's not bad.
No, she has an incredible voice.
Have
she
you
really
heard the
does.
Song?
I did.
I never met a girl like you before, Miranda.
Kelly Clarkson.
Voice is deeper.
I do anything for you.
That was Buzz, the oversight. See? We pay attention, Buzz.
I know.
We know when you say funny stuff.
He's been oversighted.
Martha Stewart is wearing the ankle bracelet. We had the picture last week and had it on the website. She's bitching about it, though.
Huh.
She says, you know what? I'm just going to give you the quote, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
You just read it like her.
Yeah.
There you go. This is the bad, because this was on MarthaStewart.com, a website that I occasionally go to. She's going to the part in quotation marks. That's what she said on her website about wearing the ankle bracelet.
The rigid rubber and wire band is approximately 1 inch wide, rigid. The transmitter is approximately 4 inches by 3 inches and is somewhat uncomfortable and irritating. It also makes exercise difficult. I wish it were removable, but it is not. I am not allowed to take it off at any time, and I am not allowed, while in my home, to have any padding under the strap. I hope none of you ever has to wear one. It is not a good thing.
Yeah, there you go.
So, thank you.
She doesn't like wearing that.
That poor woman.
She doesn't like wearing that.
Oh, poor criminal. You're a criminal.
She's exercising. Okay, I got time for, we got the trip to Los Angeles to give away, so let me just give you a couple of feel-goods.
Yeah.
This is from Detroit. Sunday, guy went to his girlfriend's house on Steele Street in Detroit, 1:20 p.m., had an argument with her because the music being played by her kids was so loud he could hear it outside. It's his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. So he pulled up to the house. He said, the music's way too loud. Yeah. Told him to shut it off. He then went in the shower. When he was done, the woman poured gasoline on him and set him on fire.
Oh, that's not nice.
But wait, the joke's on her.
Mm-hmm.
Because he ran through the house on fire. He ended up setting the entire house on fire.
Oh, dear.
And he ran from room to room trying to douse the flames. The house burned to the ground.
I'm on fire.
The man survives. And one more for you.
Wow.
This is for you spring breakers from Panama City, Florida. Uh-huh. Here you go, because they're already starting it down there.
Right, yeah.
Now, the guy was not killed.
Was this a swan dive out of a hotel room?
Yeah.
They always do it.
It's an annual.
But it's a good twist on an annual favorite. It's already happened.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, Brooks McLaren was on the second floor, only on the second floor.
Oh,
that
can matter.
They can do better than
America
that.
America Best Value Inn, midnight. And his friends and he were having a spitting contest. You see, he thought he could win the spitting contest to actually spit into the swimming pool
mm-hmm.
if he just leaned over the railing
far enough,
a little bit more.
A little further.
Well, he leaned over the railing, lost his grip, and fell from the second story onto concrete.
He
told police he did it because it was a contest to see who could spit the farthest.
There you go.
That's right.
He had head injuries, stable condition.
I'm all right. I think I'm going to be okay here.
The blood alcohol level, you don't want to know what it was. But no, so,
wow.
Kids,
yeah.
You know. Watch it. Watch your spitting contest.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you just get the guys that flat out fall.
Hello, here is Paul in Portland, I guess. Portland, which Portland? Oregon?
Yeah, Oregon. Hey, the reason that song sounds so much like Avril Lavigne is because she wrote it for her.
Oh, Avril Lavigne wrote that Kelly Clarkson song?
Yeah, it's like a carbon copy. It sounds exactly like Avril, but she's the one who wrote that song for Kelly Clarkson.
So the two of them are close?
Mm. Was that an oversight, or were you... Oh, no, that was a lesbian comment.
Yes,
okay.
Well, yeah, I picked up on that one.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I don't trust any guy who calls her just Avril.
Right.
Avril wrote that.
But I certainly enjoyed his phone.
It's a good phone.
Oops, I can't do that. We got a break. Oh, the trip to Los Angeles. Yes.
All right.
We'll keep calling. 877-365-3636, because we'll play a game when we come back. Two people will get the chance to win the trip to L.A. for the WWE WrestleMania 21. Trip for two to Los Angeles to see WrestleMania 21 live at the Staples Center Sunday night, April 3rd. This is courtesy of WWE and Cox and Comcast Cable.
Cool.
So call now. We'll tell you how to win the trip when we get right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Being asked about journalism by somebody, and you think he's talking about medical school. Do you remember that?
No.
Do you ever listen? Have you ever heard Don and Mike?
I never get to hear them. They were on the morning. They're on the afternoon. I never get to hear them. We took over their show one day. I went, in fact, the day before the heart attack, we went and took over their program one morning and totally destroyed them. But you could doctor tape.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's what we did. We were destroyed.
Doctor tape.
They can provide storage of the troublesome spouse, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right. Oh, and get your NCAA brackets tomorrow. Legendary Hollywood, Las Vegas bookmaker Julia Spiewak will be with us.
Ah, fantastic.
Hello.
She's my favorite.
That's if she's feeling okay, right?
If she feels up to it, yeah.
Everyone's sick at Rob's house.
She's got
to pre-tape that, right?
She's got the flu.
That would be tonight, right?
Yeah.
Or tomorrow.
Or tomorrow.
Before the show. I mean, like I said to Rob, when I was speaking to him last night, he told me that his family was sick.
Yeah.
I said, I'm sorry to hear that. How will that affect Julia picking the games? Is she so sick? You mean to tell me she's so sick she can't pick 32 basketball games?
You know, it's never too young to learn that work ethic. Right?
Last night she picked Ralph to go all the way.
The NCAA brackets in living color.
Tomorrow, that's Julia on the show. Now, you want to call 877-365-3636 to win the trip to Los Angeles for WWE WrestleMania 21.
Mm-hmm.
Right here, Mike. It's the Health Information Library game.
I'm ready.
Not played it for a long time.
Yes.
And I remember how to do this one. It's you against Buzz, and each of you will be playing for a listener.
Yes, of course. Of course. I wish you the best of luck, Buzz.
Thank you.
And to you, Mike.
Right back at you.
You guys have like the...
We're very competitive when it comes to this game.
Like a fighting thing going on here. It's almost like you're dueling each other.
It's a clean rivalry.
Yeah, absolutely. We touch gloves.
Uh-huh. We come out, we touch gloves. That's the way it works.
Let's get someone. All right, we'll start right here. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, who is this?
Stephanie.
Stephanie, now for the trip to Los Angeles, If we play the medical information game,
yes.
Who would you like playing for you, for your chance to win? Would you like to go with Mike or everybody's favorite, Buzz?
Buzz.
Thanks a pant load, Stephanie.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Love you, Mike.
Hold on, honey.
Oh, do I want to win now?
Hold on.
I want to win ugly now.
Hold on.
Thank you, Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Who's this?
She said I love you, Mike.
Jim,
where are you from?
I'm from Sun Prairie, Wisconsin.
Beautiful. All right, on
Sun Prairie.
100 Act, you're on the Madison station, right?
Yes, sir.
What a cool name for a town.
Would you like Mike or Buzz to play for you?
Oh, I'd like Mike.
Hey, there you go. What's your first name again?
That's right.
Jim.
Yes, sir.
Jim's going to win.
All right, hold on. Hold on, please, Jim. So it's Jim and Stephanie. It's one round, and here's how we do this. I call this 900 number that gives you health information. We get this with our new crappy insurance now. When you get your card, you also get a phone book to stop you from going to the doctor.
Right.
Meaning, you know, what Infinity is saying to you now is, listen, if you're sick, why not look it up in the book and call and get a remedy over the phone before you actually go to the doctor?
Healthcare in America is a series of moves designed to keep you further and further away from a physician.
Right.
So there are a lot of different categories in this book, and each one has a four-digit number. And what I will do is offer a funny one and a not-so-funny one to both Mike and Buzz. It's random chance, but, you know, it's like an ESP thing.
Right. Exactly.
And you have to get three in a row, three medical ailments, funnier.
In ascending funny order.
That's right.
Each one funnier than the prior one.
Right.
Exactly. Not okay, so, an easy task.
So having said that, which my wife hates, but too bad, because you guys tell me I don't say it that much.
No, you don't. Really.
Thank you, Buzz. Now, was that oversight or
no.
just observation?
Honest observation.
Oversighted. Trying not to be funny.
Hello, and welcome to the Health Information Library.
Hi, honey.
If this is an emergency, please hang up and call 911 or your healthcare provider.
Thanks.
If you would like to continue listening to the Health Information Library in English, press 1.
Hi, baby.
If you know the number of the topic you would like to hear, enter that four-digit number now.
Let me show you how this works,
okay? 1,000 for instructions and hear a list of...
A sample,
right? And go.
Go.
Go. Jump. Come on. Anything.
Hey.
Please. What's happening?
I don't know.
Hello? Hi, baby.
Medical hotline sick.
Oh, yeah.
Just like, hung up on you.
Just hung up on me.
Oh. Now, what if you're, you know, what if you got a sore? How's that going to, a weepy sore, how's that going to help you?
Hold on, I wrote this down earlier.
Hello.
Here's
and
how it works.
Hello.
Push 1. English.
Engrave.
If you know the number of the topic you would like to hear, enter that four-digit number.
Press 1, and then press the number. 7, 8. 7, 5.
Sex in the later years. Sexual activity is likely to change over time.
See, that's how it works. I call out a number.
And you see, we didn't all chuckle, so it's really, that's a good one to start with.
That's not a funny one.
Nothing funny about that.
Now, the next one, for both of you guys, has to be funnier than sex in the later years. Mike, I will offer you two choices.
No longer have to worry about pregnancy. Also, older adults already know what brings...
Your first choice, Mike, is...
Make sure I do this correctly.
Jump.
Or it might.
To skip ahead, one message, repeat, go. Press G for go. Press... Oh, I see. Oh, hold on. The pound actually cancels. Jump.
Oh.
Back up. Go. I'm going to press 4.
Well... If you would like to listen to another topic...
Mike, what's your number?
4416.
Here we go. Come on, baby.
Oh, we're going to live.
I think you were supposed to, if you'd like to listen to another topic, just enter the four digits.
Hello?
I think you were supposed to hit 1 again.
Think so?
I don't know.
Let me see what the book says. Here's how it works. Press 1 for English.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Done.
Back up. To hear the last few sentences, press B. I don't want to do that.
No.
To skip ahead one message, press 1. To repeat, press go. No, press 7. Go. If you decide not to listen, oh, Christ.
Somebody calling on the hotline?
Yep. Hello?
English, press 1. See, they say I'm...
Okay, we're back in, I think.
If you know the number of the topic,
what's your number?
Here, enter that four-digit number now.
Okay, 4416.
Here we go. Come on.
Hemorrhoids.
Funnier than sex. Now, Mike.
It's sex in the later years. We both, Buzz and I both have that one, and then we have to be in ascending order. Mine was hemorrhoids.
Right. All right, Buzz, here are your choices.
Uh-huh.
Your choices are 7731.
Okay.
Or 4419.
I'll take 4419.
4419.
And heredity when parents or other family.
Press 1.
Or are you supposed to press 4?
4.
Sitting for a long while.
Oh, well, now we're
pregnancy
back.
Pregnancy and childbirth.
Now press 4 again.
To listen to another topic.
Thank you, Mike. What's your number, Buzz?
Hold on.
To disconnect.
Okay. What's your number?
4419.
4419.
Irritable bowel syndrome.
Funnier than sex in later years.
Congratulations.
We
both made it.
Is one of
past the first round.
Mm-hmm.
That means let's go to Stephanie. Buzz is playing for Stephanie.
Yeah.
Stephanie, Buzz has gotten you past the first round. Congratulations.
You're past IBS, Stephanie.
Stephanie?
Cancer or any other disease.
I think they're hearing that down the telephone at the same time.
Perhaps, yes.
I think so.
Spastic colitis or spastic colitis.
Now we're ready to go to the next level.
All right, Mike, you are building on what pyramid?
I am building on sex in the later years, followed by hemorrhoids, which is always a tough category.
So you only need to beat hemorrhoids to win here, because that would be three in a row.
And then if Buzz gets the next one, and it's funnier, we will go to a tiebreaker.
All right. All right, Mike.
In the lower abdomen.
Here are your choices.
Come and go. Relief may come after a bowel movement.
4902.
Always does.
After a meal.
Or 4956.
Symptoms often.
And I press 4 first.
Is in their 20s.
I'm going to go with 4902.
To listen to another topic.
4902.
Zero two.
Medical pyramid. Medical
I'm sorry,
pyramid.
I've missed your dialing instructions.
4902.
Bee stings.
Oh.
A bee sting is probably a minor problem for most people.
Oh, it may cause ladders, some...
Okay. That means...
Damn you, Burbank.
We gotta go to Jim. Jim?
Hello?
Jim in Wisconsin?
Hello?
What if Buzz doesn't get a funnier one? We're still tired.
Then we let Stephanie go and you play again.
All right.
You play again.
All right.
Action. Prompt emergency care may
right,
save
Buzz?
Their lives.
Yes.
Do the following for the
Here
usual...
Here are your choices, Buzz.
Okay.
Hornet, fire ant, or yellow
6-7 7-0.
All right.
Or
if the stinger is
4-7-2-8.
Stinger using a credit card or the edge of a fingernail.
I'm gonna go with 4-7-2-8.
If you
Risky,
would like to listen to another
but I'll take it.
4-7-2-8.
Oh, the suspense will kill us.
God. Damn.
Give me a moment.
You know, I think we encountered this problem last time. You have X number of chances, and then it cuts you out.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, people would just hog the hotline all day.
Right. Well, hold on to that number, Buzz.
I will.
This is very important for this game.
I know.
And what are you building on, Buzz?
Building on irritable bowel syndrome.
Jeremy.
Irritable.
Jeremy Piven.
Yeah, I've been drinking.
Irritable bowel syndrome.
Jeremy Piven. Oh, come on, hotline. What's happening here?
The topic is
why are we getting like longer than normal rings?
Hello and welcome to the health information.
Well, we're helpless. We're sick.
Mm-hmm.
Sick in the head.
I want English.
If you know the number of the topic,
what's your number?
4728.
That four-digit number now.
4728.
Come on. Rubella. Rubella is a
not funnier than irritable bowel syndrome.
No.
Okay,
sorry, Stephanie.
We got to get two brand new contestants. Stephanie.
Hello.
Or I'm sorry. Jim.
Yes.
Jim, I'm sorry.
Do you want to keep them as our contestants as we have a playoff?
We could do that.
Yeah, let's do that.
Or we could give other people chances.
All right.
I mean,
why don't we keep Jim and lose Stephanie? Well, that wouldn't be fair.
No, I think they're both out. Goodbye, Stephanie. Thank you, honey.
Thank you.
You
should have picked Mike.
Yeah. It worked out so well for Jim.
Bye-bye. Here is...
Bye, Stephanie.
Let's see. Don and Mike show. Hello, who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Wait, do you have to hear the sound, for God's sake? That's an awful telephone. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Denise.
Hi, Denise. Let me make sure this thing is still going.
Yes, secondary infections from the measles.
Mm-hmm. Good. You want to play with Mike or with Buzz?
Can I play with Mike, please?
There you go.
That's
hello,
right.
Baby.
There you go.
Feeling lucky.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello, what's your name?
John from Buffalo.
John from Buffalo.
Hey,
you're with Buzz, okay?
All right.
All right, hold on, dude. Here we go. And now...
Catch it again.
I think we'll...
Is this simply the who gets the funniest one?
Yeah. This is a quick one-time deal.
All right. Right in the right. Good luck, Buzz.
Thank you. Good luck, Mike. Now, the pressure's really on me to find funny ones here.
The first 3 months of pregnancy.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you all winners. I'm going to give you
losers.
Right. It's going to be all like chlamydia and great
right.
stuff
okay.
like that.
All right. No more bee stings, no more rubella.
Right.
Women
all right.
Who have had
all right, Mike.
Yes.
Or a rubella vaccine.
Your choices are 4-7-6-6
with their healthcare provider to make sure they are protected.
6-7-7-0
Be done. To listen to another topic, please enter the topic
6-7-7-0
Connect.
Winner. You think
spouse
so?
Abuse.
Yeah, I know it.
Spouse abuse happens in all kinds of relationships. Husbands abuse wives, and wives abuse husbands.
Oh, you know, I have to disqualify that one. That's my go-to every time for Rob. I'm going to give you another one.
Okay,
right.
All right.
Protect people from spouse
okay.
abuse. Well-educated people right. can abuse.
Come on now.
Bugs be whack.
Okay, the common form of spouse abuse is violence by men against women.
That's right.
All women murdered in this country are
okay,
killed by their
stop.
Husbands or boyfriends.
Right.
Nearly 4,000 die each year.
Right.
A man beats a woman every 15
years. Okay, Mike.
Amen.
Mike.
Oh, God.
Okay, Mike.
Yeah, I'm ready.
A little too jealous. They may start putting the person down when they talk. Often the victim starts feeling worthless. Eventually, the violence begins.
Mm-hmm.
By the time, abused victims may feel like they deserve the abuse.
Must be
let's move on, shall we?
Many abusers feel guilty after the abuse.
Trying to. Okay. Here we go, Mike. Your choices are 4-9-5-1
mm-hmm.
or...
Yeah.
Or 6-7-7-5
Remember
4-9-5-1
To listen to another topic, please enter the topic number now.
4-9-5-1
Chlamydia.
Yes.
Chlamydia, a bacterial infection.
That's a good one, Mike.
Is the most frequently reported sexually transmitted.
Now, Buzz, I'm going to give you one funnier than chlamydia.
Okay. My job to find it.
Boy, I wish I hadn't wasted that 6-7-7-0
I know.
That's a good one.
I know. You gave it to me last time, and I didn't take it.
Buzz keeps a file.
I do.
All right, Buzz. Here are your choices.
The infection is frequently not diagnosed or treated until complications develop.
Your choices are 5-4 uh-huh. 1-3
okay.
or 5-4-0-0
To five? Listen to another topic.
I'm going to say 5-4-1-3
Now,
I think that's
disconnect.
The right one. I hope so.
Laxative abuse. Laxative abuse
what,
occurs.
What was the other one?
Overuses laxative.
Might not want to spoil it.
What was
to
the other one, Buzz?
5-4-0-0
Anal fissure and fistulas.
Oh, you see. Okay. I hated that.
Yeah. You had to have blown chlamydia
your
out of the water.
Connected. Please do not hang up.
Oh, no, I don't want to talk to somebody. Hold on.
Now that we want to get rid of her, she won't go away.
We've got a winner in this game. Mike's the winner.
It's lovely Denise.
Yes. And, Mike, what was your winning
My winning number was chlamydia, 4-9-5-1. 4-9-5-1.
Who did you go? I mean, what... Chronologically, you went from... You remember
Oh, my God.
The previous
I had hemorrhoids. you know, there was sex in senior citizens. Then I had a non-funny one, which was, I think, bee stings. Uh-huh. And then I hit a home run with chlamydia. Buzz? But it would have been beaten. Buzz would have beaten me if he had gotten anal fissures.
Yeah.
Buzz, who knew? What's your scorecard look like?
I had IBS.
Irritable bowel syndrome.
Right, and I had rubella. Not terribly funny today.
You know, if they isolate us, if they isolate us all saying I had chlamydia, I had an irritable bowel syndrome.
Many of these statements true.
Let's say, Buzz, your guy was John in Buffalo, right?
Yes, yeah, sorry, John.
Hey, John?
Yes.
Sorry about that. We do, however, get the WWE WrestleMania 21 live in pay-per-view form in your home from Los Angeles on April 3rd. That's from Comcast and Cox Cable. Digital customers, order with your remote. Thanks for listening.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right.
And, Mike, what was your gal's name?
Her name was Denise.
Oh, right. Denise. Mm-hmm. Hey, Denise.
Hi.
Hi, baby.
You picked
Hi, guys.
Mike. You are the big winner.
Denise.
Wow.
Mike and Don.
Beth Ann, where's the thing? Where's the thing?
We got the thing for the thing.
I gotta read the thing. She said, she told me before the show, she said, when you give it away, I'll run in with the thing.
Yeah. The thing, here comes the thing.
Mike.
Here it is. Yes, Denise.
I love you.
I love you right back, Denise. Enjoy your trip.
Mike?
Yes?
Yeah.
Will you come with me?
I wish I could, darling. I really wish I could. Oh, but I'm enjoying this call.
See, this is like, this is why I would have hung up on this call yesterday.
It's just terrific, yes. Yeah. So yeah. I'm just wallowing in it right now.
Denise?
Right.
So much more sexier on the phone.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, baby.
Did you hear that? She threw me under the train.
Did she?
Sexier than my voice.
Well, you know,
I know I don't have a sexy voice. You have to kick sand in my face?
Yeah, exactly. Now don't get him mad. Remember, he presses all the buttons.
I know, Don, you're hot, though.
Now, shut up. Don't patronize me, you bitch.
Well,
hey, listen, you cow.
With you.
Listen, cow. Shut up, pig.
No way.
Yes, biatch.
Who would think that chlamydia would result in this good fortune?
Congratulations. You have won a trip to L.A. for WWE WrestleMania 21 Live. Don't miss it. Oh, it's the same thing it was on the other card. Why'd you have to rush in with something?
Well, you're going to miss it.
It's the exact same read.
Yeah, but this is...
Call now, phone Jeopardy.
Only on in-demand pay-per-view.
I never met a girl like you before. Miranda.
She had chlamydia.
Miranda
had chlamydia.
Yes.
What's her number?
That means Adam West had it.
Everybody call your local Comcast or Cox Cable system to order. Digital customers enjoy ordering with their digital remote. And you, Denise?
Yes?
No kidding. Enjoy yourself in Los Angeles. Have a great time.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Okie Mookie. Remember, Denise won with chlamydia.
Thank you. Thank you.
I never met a girl like this before.
Get out of here.
All right, let's do a phone scan. You know, we've taken all kinds of telephone calls, and I don't think we've done a formal phone scan yet. Let's clear these lines.
Someone call for a doctor?
No.
You need to get that closer to you.
It's too far away. Someone call for a doctor?
That is right next to... That I'd be able to hit the goddamn button.
Careful!
This thing right here.
Right.
That I'm holding
that
right
box,
here.
That box, the wires. Don't break the machine.
I'm not going to break it.
It hasn't been defragged in a long time, and we hate to lose
defrag?
All that.
What's it doing now when all the lights are going off?
I think you've reset it.
It's just, listen, here's the thing. I just need this moved 6, 7, 8 inches tops.
I know.
That's all.
I'm just scared you're going to move it 6, 7, 8 inches through the window.
And then that thing.
No need to worry about what's going on here on this show. Because we got to make sure we're right tonight for the Joe Gibbs Whore Suck Fest. That is Joe Gibbs.
I don't think that's the name of it.
That is the official name. The Joe Gibbs Whore Suck Fest. Where the coach of the Redskins will make this his final stop as he whores himself out to every radio station in town.
But it's exclusive at night, right?
Yeah. And the reason that all this stuff is broken, the engineers haven't had a chance to fix any of this stuff, is because they're running around like a Chinese fire drill, getting ready for this so-called exclusive with the coach of the Redskins, who's already been like the Mayflower Madam on 4 different radio stations today.
Ah, fire drill.
Okay, so now...
Fire drill.
Let me do this the way they've set the studio up.
Good.
Mike?
Yes, Don.
Ready for some phone calls?
Yeah, hit the sound effect.
There you go. See, now, if I'm over here by where the machine actually is...
Hey, Don, you're not talking into the microphone.
See, Mike, if I can't see what I'm pushing...
I'll drink to that.
Yeah, see, I like that one, though.
That's like 14. That's number 14. I'm trying to get number... See, I gotta... This is maddening. I can't explain this. There are 50 different tapes on this machine. That they all have a corresponding button.
Right.
I've learned the grid. Mm-hmm. I now know that number 26 is the emergency shout-out from Austin Powers. But what I don't want to do is have to take time to look at a piece of equipment over here and see that that's where the button is.
You want to be able to look at your equipment while you're on microphone.
Easier to have it right over here.
So much easier.
By where I am.
Sure, it's more sensible. But you know, maybe you could wear it like practical. Maybe they could turn it into a vest.
But the engineers can't do that.
They're busy.
Because of the whore suck fest tonight. Because Coach Gibbs will be coming on WJFK exclusively tonight.
It's an exclusive interview.
To answer your tough questions from the Mike Wallace of WJFK, Larry Michael.
We're the only station to have him last. Who doesn't want to talk football in March?
Okay. Anyway, that's why that was over there. And I hate, you know, I don't mind screwing up. When I screw up, and I am a screw up, I'll tell you, I screwed up.
No.
I don't
be too hard on yourself.
I'm a fool. I'm an idiot. But God damn it, I know that button 26 is the button for phone calls.
You know that more than I do. I don't know over there. I don't know what any of the buttons mean.
I just hate having to be over here to see, oh, there's 26. And why hasn't that been fixed? We've got to get the lines out to Redskins Park for the important, exclusive Joe Gibbs show tonight.
Come on now.
Let's forget the fact that he was on 5 other radio stations already today.
Step on it.
Please. Call now. Phone Jeopardy. No, phone scan. 877-365-3636.
How are they going to lose it?
Be right back with your call.
Yeah.
Oh, now that was in the wrong place, too.
Yeah.
Great. Fantastic.
No, that's a phone call.
No, got to go to break. I hit the wrong button.
All right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You
want to
ask me what?
I got two guys, Sean Payton and Mike Zimmer. You got to keep an eye on those two. Because they're going to try to get the upper hand on. Mike wants the defense to do well. And Sean, he's going to have a few, no disrespect to the Orientals, but what we call Jap plays.
Okay.
Surprise things. And no disrespect to
anyone. Nobody is better at being humble. Nobody. The Don and Mike Show.
Can't have them. They're just too good. Don and Mike website. .com. That's the official site of the show. Beth Ann, would you come in here for a second, please? I'd just like to get this on the website. This is real fast. Get it off my chest. You go to the website, see what I'm bitching about. Come over here on this side, please, darling. Over here.
It's got a camera at the ready.
Yeah. That's what I want you to do.
I'll take a picture of your setup.
Yeah, I want listeners to be able to see the piece of equipment and the way that they have it in the studio,
right?
I mean, really, look at the studio as we're supposed to work in it.
And you should stand where you normally stand and you know, speaking into the microphone.
Yeah, but then you'll see my bald spot.
turn your head slightly.
I don't give a crap.
But like, extend your arm and show how it doesn't reach those
should
controls.
Should have two pictures of, you know, show where you have it and where you want it.
Okay, well, okay. Here's... Hi, Beth Ann.
Hi.
See, can you get some of this piece of garbage?
Don't break it. Break it.
Mike, that's just a piece of metal that's holding it down.
But it's still bouncing the machine up.
I want this piece, this with all the sounds, just to go right here. You see that, Beth Ann? There you go. Very nice. Very nice. Now
everybody can understand what you were talking about.
Now perhaps you could also take right here.
Yeah, take a picture of that cockeyed thing.
Take a picture of how good the monitors are, how good the phone system monitors
are. It hangs at an angle. There you go. And this will give people a nice picture of the studio.
Yeah,
it's a lovely place, really.
Maybe you could also, Jesus Christ. Get a picture of this nice piece of equipment that looks like a 1952 TV remote. Okay, this is the master thing that runs the entire friggin' computer system.
Exactly.
And remember, they didn't go to, like, Radio Shack and buy a button.
No.
They found a button at the transmitter.
Well, that's the way we get a lot of our equipment around here.
I know you're tired of hearing me complain about
this.
Beth Ann,
you want to get a picture of my setup over here?
Okay. Yes, I do, Mike.
Okay, all right, ready.
It's just another glamour shot. Oh.
Excuse me, my monitor's
floating again.
So listen, maybe if you go to our website today and you see the picture of the studio.
Mm-hmm. Gesture. Yeah,
you'll understand.
What is this? What are you doing? You posing? No, I didn't pose for my pictures. You're over there doing a layout.
Well, I don't have any equipment over here.
That one, you down.
Okay. It's, I just, you know, I just
know
to
you.
Get the complete,
I know.
Get the complete picture over here. It's not a competition.
But really,
I know it's not.
Take a look at the garbage over here that I'm working with. And maybe you work in the field of electronics, or maybe, who knows,
yeah.
You're just some guy who's good with his hands.
That's right.
And you could figure out how to get this little piece of equipment
uh-huh.
and build a little stand for it and see how it would fit right underneath the monitor. Anyway, go to our website after the show today. It'll be up there.
All carpenters, go to the website.
Yes.
Right.
It's called Human Engineering.
Yeah, really. I'm not kidding. I'm ready to outsource this. I am not kidding about that.
Michael Source.
Right.
You got a carpenter in 10 seconds.
Buzz?
Yes.
Do we have news?
We do have news. We have a verdict. In fact, two verdicts out of three in the Robert Blake case.
Okay,
stand
by on the phone scan because we can do some wagering
first
on this.
First, you have to guess, right?
And I do believe, didn't we bet...
Yeah, I have a post-it.
Would you go grab, grab the bet?
We have to know that.
Because this has been now 4 years since Robert Blake was...
I'm great at trial verdicts.
...was arrested.
I know what this one's going to be, too.
Really?
Well, I want to remember what I bet you 4 years ago before.
Did we bet 4 years ago?
I think...
God, I wonder if I changed. I don't know if the bet was 4 years ago, but sometime over the course of the last 4 years, you did make a bet.
But it, and it was
I hope it's what I think.
And it was right at the very beginning of the whole Robert Blake thing.
I think we did our standard.
Can you guys say what you think it is now?
I said not guilty.
I don't remember.
Okay.
Let me just wait till Rob comes back with the post-it note.
Based on what you know today, as opposed to what you knew then, what would you say, Don? What do you think?
Guilty.
Okay.
I just want to also bring up that Mike says that by April of 2006, The Rock will be a huge movie star.
Boy,
there's still
that
time.
One's looking shaky, Rob.
No. It's a lot of fun to go through the bet.
What did we ask about Robert Blake or bet?
First of all, you want to know the stakes?
Yes.
$50.
All right.
Don said Blake pulled the trigger. Mike says he hired it out. So it's not an issue of guilt.
Then we're both. Then it's a push.
All right,
no matter whether it's guilty or non-guilty.
All right, then... what did I just
I just read about
guilty?
It recently.
I think he's going to be found not guilty.
I do, too. All right. There were three charges, so there will be three verdicts. There are only two so far. The jury's gone back to consider the third. The first count, Robert Blake found not guilty of murder in the first degree.
Winner!
Mm-hmm. Second count, not guilty of solicitation of murder.
Winner!
The third count the jury is deadlocked on is a second count of solicitation, the lying in wait charge, it's called. The jury unable to make a decision on that. They've been back to their chamber.
That's the least of the three.
He's golden.
So he's looking pretty good.
He's going
to
walk.
And go back to that restaurant he likes so bad.
Yeah, go back to Vitello's, I tell you right now.
He wept with joy when the verdict was announced.
You know what?
Yeah.
They didn't, you know.
He's an old guy. He's been through a lot.
Who knows?
And what was our bet again? I know it's a push because it didn't happen. But what did I think? What did Mike think?
You said that Blake did pull the trigger. Mike says he hired it out. I think that may still reveal that could be the case.
But I don't think it'll ever be. I mean, he's not guilty. That's gone. They're
can
never
I clarify
gonna
something
out.
I said?
Yeah.
I think he's guilty.
Uh-huh.
But I think the question was, how is the verdict going to come out? I think they find him not guilty. I still think he's guilty.
I just don't think you can convict somebody without evidence. They didn't have any evidence on him.
Mm. So we're done with this?
We're done.
And it's a poosh.
That's over.
It's a poosh.
What did we bet on The Rock thing, on The Rock being a major star?
Would you like to bet on the Michael Jackson verdict?
I would say not guilty.
I say not almost a slam dunk not guilty.
At this point, yeah, absolutely.
The Rock, I don't think there's stakes involved.
The Rock. I'd certainly like to back out of that one.
But I do remember you were quite enthusiastic when you said it.
Well, I still like The Rock. I think
Who
The Rock...
doesn't?
You said he was going to be a big major motion picture star.
I still think there's a chance of that happening.
You don't have
13 months.
And haven't you seen the way he's...
Well, he's in that...
He's
awful in Be Cool.
He's awful in Be Cool.
All right. We'll
although
see.
That could have been what won you the bet, though.
I smell Oscar.
I heard that John Travolta in Be Cool. What did I hear about that? It's like looking at a wax dummy.
Oh.
That he's doing an impression of himself from 10 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And he also said that when you see The Rock in Be Cool, you're going to wonder if you're gay or not.
he's that realistic.
He's that big of a star.
He's
all
that
right.
Believable.
Okay. All right.
Huh.
Jesus.
Hey, come on, you had some winning moments today on the show, Mike. Yeah, the girls say that you're sexy.
I hate it when I'm wrong.
Red Sox won.
You're not wrong yet.
I'm not wrong. Yeah, but there's still a chance.
That's right.
You know, I'd like to back out of it, but now I hope he is a big star.
The Rock?
I'm going to do everything I can to make that happen.
Good for you, Mike.
He ain't a star.
No, I didn't. I know he's not a star.
Not over yet.
So I won the bet.
There wasn't a bet.
No, it was just an agreement.
It was a statement that Rob wrote down because he thought it was so ridiculous.
No, it's a matter of honor with us. Honor among thieves.
Did we have a bet? Did we have a wager?
Just a gentleman's bet. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Just honor among thieves.
It's not over yet. It's by 2006.
April 2006.
April of 2006.
Yeah, because Steven Spielberg is just waiting to hire The Rock. Although, I'll tell you something funny read about Vin Diesel.
You're going to be very sorry for these comments.
Do you know the big, stupid Vin Diesel? Mm-hmm. Is so impressed with what Mel Gibson did with The Passion of the Christ.
Right.
And Vin Diesel really is a moron.
The check sent to your mansion? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's not even smart like Arnold, and Arnold is dumb. Vin Diesel is just, as my dad used to say to me, you're dumb, and he would say to my brother, you're stupid.
You're stupid. What did he do now?
Okay, Vin Diesel, God, I wish I could remember the story exactly. He's written and directed a movie that's going to be like The Passion of the Christ.
Really?
It's going to be in three different languages that are not even used by people now. They're like olden times.
Wow, that's exciting.
Hold on a second.
Dead languages, obsolete languages.
What's it about, Rob?
Isn't it a movie about Hannibal and roughly half of it is going to be in Maltese?
Yes, and he's up here. I got
With
it.
With subtitles.
Hold on a second. I got it here.
That won't help him, though.
Hold on. Okay. He's going to use three ancient languages. Here's his quote. I want to represent the many languages that Hannibal employed. So it'll be Amharic. Is that for Rome?
Amharic, I guess.
Amharic. Iberian for Spain. Carthaginian or Maltese. And it'll represent the different languages.
Whatever.
Yeah, and he's...
Well, what's Hannibal?
The Hannibal the Cannibal.
No.
Hello, Clarice.
No, I know. I'm
watching you.
Who conquered Europe on elephants.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be a good movie.
And here's another shock. He can't find any studio that will bankroll this intellectual film.
I can't imagine why
that would be. It's going to be made in three different languages that nobody speaks anymore.
I don't understand.
So he's put $50 million of his own money into it.
I'm having an old friend over for dinner.
There is a great scene in the Hannibal movie where Hannibal gets bitten by a duck. It is funny.
On the ear.
You know what we watched?
Oh, ho! Hey!
We watched over the weekend. On cable, up in Atlantic City, that movie Red Dragon.
Red Dragon, not
good.
Nearly as good as the original.
Not good. I mean, Anthony Hopkins
When you make a horror movie like Silence of the Lambs, a movie that is truly terrifying, I mean, just a great horror movie, I don't think, more than any other genre, I think it's tough to make a sequel to it.
And
I think that's why I'd be very surprised to see The Ring 2 be a big hit.
Mm-hmm. I don't think The Ring was a big hit, was it?
It was a cult hit.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And the other thing about watching a movie like that, even a movie that's not great like that on USA,
mm-hmm.
is that, you know, they're cutting out good parts.
Oh, absolutely.
And we were watching the movie, and I'm thinking, what? They're skipping way ahead in the story here. Like, where's the part where the fat reporter gets all butchered and gets his eyes cut out and stuff?
The movie Red Dragon was originally made way back when. It had a much better screenplay. It had a much scarier... I didn't think Ralph Fiennes was scary as the guy, as Red Dragon.
His teeth look like Constantine's from American Idol, though.
Yeah, when he put his teeth in.
Yeah, he had the bad teeth.
Did you ever see the original Red Dragon? For the book, I think it's one of the scariest books I've ever read. But the original movie...
I saw the Red Dragon at Eric Bickle's kid's birthday party.
Yeah, on the outfit.
And he had the little red.
There you go.
Eric Bickle is a very famous disc jockey.
Yes, he is.
And he has a beautiful wife who's Asian.
Right.
And they have a little kid.
Rod.
There he is. And after the kid was born,
right,
we got a picture of the kid, and he was like in a little red Chinese suit, because that's the way
a little satin suit. It was adorable.
Very cute.
Absolutely adorable.
I wish Eric would wear a matching suit.
Oh, wouldn't you love to see Eric wear that outfit?
Yes.
Where's that at home? I don't think it's going to happen,
Little
though.
Stevie Bickle.
That's I wish it. I knew the original. It wasn't called Red Dragon.
I think it was.
Was it called Red Dragon, the original movie?
Was it
a theatrical release or just a TV movie?
I believe it's a nickname for Joy Behar's most intimate of areas. The Red Dragon.
Yeah, here's my Red Dragon.
Here on The View.
Check it out.
Here on The View.
Oh,
God, we better start the phone scan. I'm sorry about that.
We leap talked all the way through the phone scan.
Here we go.
Well,
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Where's Trumbo Mara? What's up, man?
Hi, you're on the air.
All right, all right. Yeah, I just want to point out one thing.
What?
Robert the Mailman is an artificial black guy.
Nope.
He's an artificial black guy.
I think that's your finger guy. That's why I cut that guy off.
You think that's him?
I recognize his voice, I think.
You might be right. Will he ever move on to another player?
No. I don't think so.
No, why should he?
He enjoys you, Mike.
Yeah, watch out.
Hello, Don Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, I have a question for Joe Gibbs.
Yeah, early bird gets the worm.
Worthy of a chime. Hello, yeah. Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I just wanted to say thank you for 10 years left. I've been living in Bakersfield. I've been listening to you guys for 10 years.
10 years? You've been listening for 10 years. Let's be honest. Wow. Probably maybe a year of laughs in 10 years.
Totally. If
you've been listening for 10 years, please. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yes, phone scan. Hello.
I'm waiting to see Retta's new movie or TV show with OJ as they scour the golf courses looking for the wife killers.
Okay, thank you.
You know, they form a buddy crime, movie, OJ and Robert Blake.
Now I'm thinking also about if someone's listened for 10 years
right?
to the show.
Yeah.
Seriously, that would be... How many years of commercials would that be, Ed?
About 3 years and 4 months of commercials.
Very exciting.
Worth it. Very nice.
Many of them entertaining.
Very nice.
On March show.
I had myself about a beer or four at O'Meara's.
There you go.
Yeah, man. We'll let that one.
You always can have a table waiting for you at Thanks Look Around Cafe.
Thanks for letting that one slide.
You're clever with your friends calling into the advertising.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the big day. I would be remiss with my partners if I didn't mention it was the big day tomorrow, which is our anniversary.
Yes,
so,
right.
I am. I will, you know.
You always can have a table waiting
I'll
for
face,
you at
I'll face Thanks a Hughesonian punishment, but I will say that, you know, and I'd like to thank you guys for supporting me because I don't think it would have happened without your support. It's been a good year, and I'm very excited about it.
Oh, well, very happy.
I'm glad. Yeah, that's our year anniversary. It was very nice. 1 year ago tomorrow, the show was halfway home.
Wow. Forget it.
I'm halfway home.
And now he's written a beautiful song that's available for free on the Internet.
Everybody's done better.
His family and friends tell him, charge, but Joe says no. And get it out to our guys and gals in Baghdad.
That's right.
Hello.
Because they need a lifting experience.
See, you know what we're doing right now? We're not kitchen sinking.
No.
We're referencing something that happened earlier in today's show. So don't follow it, pound sand and listen to the whole goddamn show.
Amen. Right.
Hello.
We are Busto from Bakersfield.
Hi there.
I believe the children are my future.
Okay, we got a break. We'll come back. We'll actually do a phone scan.
Okay.
We didn't really do it there.
That doesn't count.
We took pictures of the equipment, and then we talked, and...
And then we had a lovely song.
Robert Blake is not guilty.
Not guilty.
So we'll come back, phone scan right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I must not run, I must not run. I know I'll break down. They'll find out I'm weak. They'll find out I'm in pain. Oh, God, what God? I will break down, look like a fool, an idiot. They'll find out I can't act. Can't act at all. End of the vision. Well, there must be a way out. And my mind is telling me there's a way out. You get a nice, cool gun.
We'll talk with Phyllis Diller and continue with our panel right after this. Don't go away.
The Don and Mike Show. Expect a miracle every day on the Don and Mike Show. Need to greasy.
I ask you a question. Do you eat?
Whatever gets
the greasy.
Yeah, stay away from me. You take antibiotics?
Tonight on Newsnight, Dan Brown.
I'm Larry from the corner.
Buzz, yes. What's up with his tight shorts?
And the blue? Does he wear the blue?
Buzz, do you eat the greasy?
I don't eat the greasy.
Dan Brown tonight on Newsnight.
Aaron Brown coming up. Stay tuned, top of the hour. Quick.
Why is Joe Gibbs on all these stations?
Quick.
And this station saying it's exclusive.
As Buzz said, it's exclusive at night. Phone call.
Phone scan.
Hi, guys.
Don and Mike.
Hi, guys.
Hello, hi.
I was just going to say, I went and saw The Ring 2 last night. I saw a pre-screening of it, and you're right, it wasn't as good as the first one.
Yeah, no, they never are. Sequels never are.
All right, thank you, honey. Appreciate it.
I was telling Rob during the break, and instantly Manhunter was the name of the first Red Dragon movie. It was called Manhunter.
Gotcha.
And I was saying to Rob, I said, it has been really since Silence of the Lambs, I think that was the last truly scary movie that I saw in a theater.
Well, you didn't see Johnson Family Values or Johnson Family Vacation. Hello.
That was scary.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I heard Adam West's real name for the first time last week.
What is it?
Billy Anderson.
I didn't know that. I guess I did and blocked it out. I don't know.
I never met a girl like you before, Miranda.
Adam West, Batman.
I'd do anything for you if you just ask.
Barn.
Ask me to do anything for you.
Anything.
Miranda. But please don't ask me to.
Here's the great Adam West, Batman.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Billy Anderson.
B.A.
He's sometimes credited as that. He was born as Billy West.
Another great.
Oh, really?
B.A. or B.W. Hello, Don and Mike show.
And she said, hey, big boy, want some of this? He said, no way, look what it did to the underwear.
That's a little recap
Thank
from
you.
Our Make Us Laugh
Thank
thing.
You. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Funny without the setup.
Hello, you are on the air. Anybody. Okay, let's go to Canada. Hi, Don and Mike show. Yeah. Listen to him.
Let's go to Canada. Come on.
Come on now. Because this is going so good. Because I got some tool from Canada's not saying anything now.
Hello.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don. I just wanted to tell you that today I received my XXX Don and Mike fleece pullover. It's wonderful. It was inspected by...
You know, do we sell a fleece pullover?
No, and I deleted that out anyway. Thank you, tool. Bye-bye. No.
We don't sell a fleece pullover.
Do we? I think he was trying to say something else, Mike.
Yes.
Which I deleted out already.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's probably what
Thank
that
you.
About.
What? Hold on. What?
Triple X is a good movie, though.
Too bad it doesn't star The Rock.
Do you want that sent to your mansion or your yacht?
It's a good movie rating.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Oh,
Triple X. Hi again there from Wisconsin.
Hi there.
How are you doing?
Great.
Mike, I think I want to thank you for not giving me chlamydia earlier.
Well, that's all right.
The contest guy?
Yeah.
It's my pleasure. I'm glad I didn't give you chlamydia,
Hello.
Jim.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Thanks for calling, Jim.
Hello.
Hi, guys. They did that movie as The Manhunter.
Yeah, I just said that, but I mean, that's the delay, so
Hello.
You probably didn't hear that.
Don and Mike show. Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just want to let you know, the name of that movie was Manhunter, and I just heard him repeat it.
All right, yes. There are a lot of people that are calling to help with that. We're going to book somebody. You know.
Nothing's been the same since he left that day. Momentum for the skin slowly.
Less than an hour.
We know he loved his cars.
Till he stands on the side of the road, hikes up his skirt.
We're glad he's coming.
Joe Gibbs showing some legs. Pouring it out to the Redskins.
But look out, Dallas. Our coach is Joe Gibbs. Joe Gibbs.
Right. Yeah. The WJFK exclusive. If you don't listen to any of the stations in town owned by Clear Channel,
it's actually a great service for people who missed him this morning.
Absolutely.
The phone call.
Any of the 8 stations he was on. Hello, Don and Mike show. And we've not even mentioned how great Ron and Fez must feel.
Yeah.
Being preempted again.
Once again.
Last night for the losing Maryland basketball coach.
Yeah, talking all about that exciting NIT act, losing football coach.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I just want to say Joe Oranger's new song, Midwinter Song, is terrible. It's awful.
Oh, now wait a minute. You're not listening to the same song we're listening to.
That's right.
Oh, believe me, that song sucks.
Hello, Don and Mike show, folks, again.
Thanks, Simon.
Don. Oh,
yes.
Mistletoe can be deadly if you eat it. But a kiss can be even deadlier if you mean it.
What can be deadly?
Batman Returns, man. Come on.
Mistletoe can be deadly if you eat it.
Oh, I'm sorry. This
but
is
a kiss can be deadlier if you mean it.
It's one of my Batman nerds calling again.
God, and with that impeccable timing. Good advice.
And I'm real mad at me that I didn't pick up that it was the line from
the movie. Come on, Don. I talk when you talk.
Come on, Don.
What kind of Batman guy are you?
I never met a girl like you before.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air.
So the grasshopper said, you've got a drink named Irving?
That's another punchline.
Dude, I don't think we'd take too kindly to being arrested, mister.
I didn't get that.
Hello, yeah. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Do you know the setup? What's the setup?
What is it, Jackie Martling?
I think...
A grasshopper walks into the bar. The bartender says, you know, we have a drink name for you. Because you have a drink named Irving?
Oh, so the grasshopper's
name
is Irving?
Irving Grasshopper.
Okay.
Hello. I told you.
I'm glad. I appreciate you doing that.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hello.
Phone scan, hello.
Hey, what's going on, buddies?
Oh, wrong.
Come on. You know what's going on. We're fulfilling a 5-year contract.
What's going on?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hey.
I just wanted to know, why does Craig Wilson love lavender?
You will never know. We didn't read it last week. And
turquoise.
It's turquoise is the yes. color. And his column in Today in USA Today was not gay enough.
It would be better, I suppose, if it was lavender. It would probably work a little better.
Yeah.
It works better than turquoise.
Turquoise. Work it, Greg. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, you guys were talking about Doug Christie yesterday?
Yes. Doug Christie.
Yeah, when he got traded, he was doing an interview, and he started crying. Like a little bitch, and his wife took over the interview.
That's the guy from the Sacramento Kings that we like so bad.
I cannot wait to see the rebroadcast of Real Sports. I love that show.
You should TiVo it.
That is a great, great show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Grandma calls every you to go home. You're really not alive.
I didn't even follow that.
I think it's for the later program.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh, what, the Joe Gibbs show?
I think so.
The horse show?
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hey, this is Huggy Bear. From the Barada Show.
Hey, Huggy Bear, how you doing?
Huggy Bear.
Hey, I'm doing good, guys. I just can't tell you that it was Barada's bird that killed that bitch.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Huggy Bear.
See you later. Bye-bye, HB.
From background.
Don and Mike Show.
All right, calling to see what the specials are this evening at O'Mara's.
Now, come on now. We already got the gratuitous plug.
That, please. Everything special.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Well, that's a plug for you, Mike.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Hello.
There's
a little bit of Mike and everything.
There
That's
is.
Right.
There is, but don't tell the inspector.
Find the tooth and win the prize.
But, or the marble.
Hello?
Michael J. Fox ain't got no mic in him whatsoever.
Again, what is this? This like amateur night? 516 ha-ha?
We seem to be heading down the joke highway a little too
Hello?
Much. They're trying to find ways around it.
Not in my show.
Hi, my name is Joe. Stupid, ugly, there, Joe. And I was born on a freeway.
Hello there.
And then, you know, when you have the bad phone.
Now we got someone hitting like redial. They don't realize they're on the air. Hello. Watching something good on TV or listening to something. Oh, I almost thought I knew what that was, too.
I never met a girl like you before, Miranda. I'd do anything for you if...
I'd love to take it, if you could only look at my screen.
Oh, it's gone black.
Oh, it's black.
It's kind of hard to answer a call on a touch screen when the screen goes black.
Yeah.
Like,
well, you're shaking it, you know. When you shake an Etch-A-Sketch, it goes blank.
You're so close. You're going to break it.
You are so close.
I ain't going to break it.
I can see the
Jesus
blank.
Christ. Come on, please.
There it is.
Wow, wonderful.
Fantastic.
So you made a little love to it that time.
Hello.
See how nice it was to you?
I'd like to rape it. I don't want to make love to that. I want to rape it with a broomstick. Like those cops in New York. That's what I want to do to this equipment.
Yeah, well, I'd help you.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hey, and Buzz.
Somebody's got to hold the equipment down.
Buzz?
Yes, I'll help.
And Rob, you can take the pictures.
You bet.
Hello.
Hey, Mike. Happy anniversary. I got something for you.
What?
Here you go. Hold it. Give me one second.
I'm going to smile into you, too. I look for money. But, Joe, I'm making money. So, Joe, for all the hopes of that career, and I got the brown. A little fool in brown. And my mouth right there.
What is that?
Okay.
It's your anthem. I forgot about that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. I don't remember, but I don't know if you guys remember.
That's nice terrific. Phone.
Get on your horse.
We have had the worst cell phones on this phone segment.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Mike.
Yes.
Hey, on that Manhunter, it was Grisham from CSI was the main dude.
William Peterson.
William Peterson.
That is a scary movie. Very scary movie.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you guys? Hey.
Yeah, good. You caught yourself.
And the way he did it was with his own hay.
Hey, how you guys? Hey.
I'm Hello. Doing fine.
Okay,
good,
you
good
saved
for you.
It. Go ahead, continue.
Tell Buzz to check his facts. Robert Blake guilty all three charges.
Buzz, check your facts. Robert Blake guilty all three charges.
I have checked my facts.
And you stand by.
What are you doing, pal? What are you doing?
Trying to
court TV. Mike, you're a winner.
Wait, hold on a second. We didn't. We both said he would be guilty, but doing different things. Hold on. Where are you hearing your stuff?
Hello.
Moron.
Idiot. He's gone. He hung up.
The latest report says the verdicts are in and actor Robert Blake is now a free man. Yeah, that's what they do with guilty guys.
Hello.
Set them free.
Idiot. Not in my show. Hey, Buzz.
Set them free.
Buzz on the angry button.
That's
hello.
Really.
Don and Mike show.
Unbridled hey, stupidity.
Hello.
How are you guys doing?
No. More.
Get it. We'll just go right to Buzz.
Absolutely.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
served.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
Buzz cracked me up today. He cracked me up every day, Buzz. Today, look, you got your tight shirt on, you got your blue on blue, you've got your thermos, and you're just getting mad at listeners.
That's idiot. Buy a blue shirt, Buzz.
God, if you have the blues.
The blues.
Buzz, it's time for the news and the comments.
Well, seems to be the idea.
Yeah.
What's your lead story?
For the Jacko jury, the star witness may be Jay Leno.
I'll decide this one.
All the court news today.
Oh. That's the judge. Okay, stay tuned, everybody, please.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show.
If this is true, you have my sympathy.
That was very
professional. This is the Don and Mike Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
This is exclusive, Mike.
I love this song.
A Don and Mike Show exclusive. No other station's playing the Humpty Gas right now.
How old is this song?
I don't know, what, 10 years?
Is it 10 years old?
15?
Still fresh.
91, I think.
Really? That long ago?
16? 16 years ago for Digital Underground. There he goes to look it up. It's time for Buzz's News. You know, that's a good way to get him out of the room, isn't it?
Well, what year was that? Bingo, he moves.
Here's Buzz with News and Comment brought to you by Smoke Break.
This is good smoke.
Right, smokers break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break. It's a revolutionary tablet for smokers. Get it now at fine retailers. And make sure you check out our website, donandmikewebsite.com. Most importantly, it has a link to Joe's site.
Yes.
Did you find the info?
Find what?
March of 1990.
Of course. 1990.
Wow, 16.
Yeah.
Sweet 16.
God, do I feel old.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. The boy of the Michael Jackson case testified he never spoke with Jay Leno. Jay Leno is on tape in a serious interview saying they did speak. Leno will also say this on the witness stand. He will be asked under oath about his claim he got a phone call from the boy and his mom and that it sounded like a shakedown for money. Yeah. Quoting Leno, sounded very rehearsed to me.
You know, it doesn't always work out for Leno like that. I mean,
yeah.
Letterman's got to be wanting to put a gun in his mouth right
sure,
now.
And absolutely. Kill
himself. The best that Letterman can do is to have the American Idol loser on last night.
Pretty
doing
funny.
A top 10 list.
All I'm thinking about
right
now.
But Jay Leno is in the headlines.
All I'm thinking about right now is how bad this is looking for California law enforcement again.
Oh, wait a minute.
I mean, they sent... Always. They sent, what, 70 cars in to the Neverland Ranch? The tip of the iceberg.
I mean, just amazing.
Because no matter how hard the jury tries to believe the boy, it's going to be tough. When he first spoke to detectives, the boy told him he'd been molested about 5 times, maybe 7. Jacko wasn't even around most of those times.
Yeah, we carried top.
Under pressure.
Some jokes for me. Yeah.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Jay.
Coach Gibbs? What happened to the radius calls? Hey, how you doing WBIG today? Yeah, hey, hi, it's Jay Leno. Hey, hi.
Hi, Jay, how are you?
I'm awful.
Jay.
I'm awful.
Under See pressure. You in court, Jay.
I'll be here, Mike.
Yeah, you will. Under pressure, the boy changed his story to 2 times of molestation, but both of them, he said, occurred after the investigation had already begun.
Yeah.
There are other inconsistencies.
Now, I found a marble.
Every morning...
Am I chilly? At Mike's place.
Oh, no, Jay.
Win a prize.
No. Thanks, Jay. Jay, your meal comped. Could be a little extra or something in your envelope.
Yeah, no problem.
Every morning, Michael Jackson begins his day by praying with the Reverend Jesse Jackson. Jesse's phone rings at about 4:30 in the morning, West Coast time. He talks with Michael for 15 or 20 minutes. They go way back.
Nobody call Mike and say that Jesse Jackson sounds like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'd just like to say,
yes.
When we pray, we are going to pray for everybody.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't sound anything.
No,
like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No,
like
Jesse
that one
Jackson.
Guy out there.
Nothing like it.
And I'd like to say,
yes,
we are very happy.
Uh-huh.
And we better get this trial over and get it over snappy. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
To Michael and his friends.
Uh-huh.
I certainly hope they're not guilty
at the end.
Maybe I'm not so inclined.
Very nice.
Well, these Jackson,
this is the way it's going to be.
Judge Melville.
These Jackson to Jackson phone a prayer calls are a recent development. When the case began, Jackson would spend that time at 4:30 in the morning chatting with his temporary friends at the Nation of Islam. Jesse says he counsels Michael and his family to stay focused.
I wish I was Jesse's girl.
Quoting Reverend Jackson, he will survive this. Jesse also wonders if a white person accused of child molestation might ever get an all-black jury.
Don't you have something to do?
And we're learning more about what appears to be an unholy alliance between Court TV and the prosecutor in the Jackson case. The focus is still on Court TV reporter Diane Diamond, who used to work for Hard Copy. She helped out the DA with some DNA when she found Jacko's soiled underpants among some memorabilia from a storage facility. Apparently, she owes the DA one. 10 years ago, back at Hard Copy, Diane was being sued by Michael Jackson for slander. The same DA who's now prosecuting Michael helped...
The DA? I'll say DA. That makes the Law and Order sound.
Same guy helped make that lawsuit go away. Her alleged slander, by the way, was telling a radio show that the DA had a sexually explicit video of Michael with a young boy. That tape never surfaced, as they usually seem to do.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Diane Diamond.
Yes. It's lots of fun.
Lots of fun.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, thank you. It's Diane Diamond. Yeah. It's like a cocktail party.
The trial's
like a cocktail party.
Kind of like having a cocktail party.
It's an ensemble jury.
You know, when you have an ensemble show,
it's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun, yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
That's that.
And now another cable channel has had an impact on the Jackson trial. CNN reported the Jacko jury was starving, so Olive Garden sent over some free pizzas.
And all the breadsticks you want.
This forced the very time-conscious Judge Melville to extend the jury snack break by,
I wouldn't make it a habit.
By 10 minutes
that,
to accommodate the pizza delivery and consumption.
I thought that's what it was.
Yeah, the jury was starving because they didn't get a lunch break. They get rigidly scheduled snack breaks, or as it's come to be called, the Melville diet.
We ain't going in looking guilty.
it better extend the bathroom break, then.
Yeah, really. Quoting the judge, now they're full, and they can thank CNN.
Young fella, if you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
That's the judge.
Okay, fact checkers, here it is again. Robert Blake today found not guilty on 2 of the 3 murder charges against him.
Excuse me, I heard on this show a caller said to you that you were wrong about
it
that.
It was guilty, Buzz.
That caller,
all 3 counts,
was an idiot. And on the 3rd count, the jury was deadlocked on one of the solicitation for murder charges. The judge has dismissed that charge. So Robert Blake, that's why he is now a free man, because
he'll be able to dye his hair back tonight.
Despite what you may have heard, he's been found not guilty.
Oh, he's going to be crying. I'm going to be crying, I tell you right now, I like so bad.
But a judge sentenced wife killer Scott Peterson to death today, acting on the jury's recommendation. Jury members say it gave them closure, one of them calling Peterson a jerk. Peterson killed his wife and unborn baby to be with another woman.
That's Dean Cain, he's awful.
That's not Dean Cain.
No.
That's not Dean Cain?
Dean Cain. Oh, yeah. Dean Cain's the guy that played him in the movie.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Dean Cain.
And it's
Hank Kingsley here.
It's just as well.
Quite a pleat in your cave.
That's the line.
Hello?
It's just
that's what Hank says at the end of the evening.
There's no one there.
Or when I, your biggest fan, Hank Kingsley,
will introduce you as Superman.
Or Dean Cain.
Hello?
It's not that we know the tape by heart.
Oh, we know most of that show. It's just as well we're not on in Philadelphia anymore, because it would be hard to hear us over the gunfire. The city of brotherly love has had 21 killings in the last week.
Any of them at WYSP?
I don't know. Three a day, at any rate. And police say they're getting no cooperation from the public. It's gotten so bad, the mayor and the district attorney are now begging citizens to come forward. They're promising that witnesses will be protected, even if the city has to hire a moving van to take them to a different residence.
A moving van? That's what cows ride in.
In a different...
That's otherwise known as the WJFK shuttle.
In a different town. Philadelphia... We'll move them.
I'm in trouble.
To a different town. A town safer than Philadelphia. The tourism people speak of the spirit of 76. Well, that's how many murders Philadelphia's had this year. 76. That's up 10 from this time last year.
Wow.
You know what would bring that murder rate down?
What?
Blocks of great rock.
Yeah,
Metallica.
Metallica.
Not working.
AC December.
Right. Get the lead out.
Well, there are frightened people in Florida, too, and not just because they have the AIDS virus. People who've tested HIV positive have been getting letters, anonymous letters, from someone who says, They're on Palm Beach County's list.
Now, you're writing those letters with your left hand, right, Rob? So they can never trace it back to you? I told you, use your left hand.
Good boy. The county keeps a list of people who've tested positive. A lot of these people are health care workers. The law requires your name to be on the list if you've tested positive, but the law also says the list is not to be made public. One more thing about the list. It has no addresses on it. Which raises the question, who's sending the letters and why?
Hmm. I told you, it's Rob.
Here comes the new boss. Letters.
Letters. Oh, we get letters. We get your letters. Yeah.
Not Rob sitting in his computer.
That's
dear,
Rob.
Dear Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Oh, and speaking of Queer Eye,
so busy.
Straight Guy. Did
yes.
you see the picture of all of your
Red Sox?
I know we got the call about it yesterday, but
I said this is I'm not feeling tremendously optimistic this year. Based on that, I think it's a distraction, and I think that they're getting a little too happy.
I saw all the pictures of the Red Sox, and even Theo Epstein, the general manager.
Yeah, doing, and they're all, and they talk about whoring themselves out. It's been incredible.
Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Right. Taking over basically the spring training facility.
Spring training with the Red Sox.
Yeah, and the articles about it are I agree with that. You know, if they come out and they're flat, that's what you're going to hear. You're going to say maybe a few too many distractions, and I agree. I think it's ridiculous.
I read that Johnny Damon won't cut his hair. They want him to cut his hair, and he said he won't cut it because he's got a book deal.
They just I think like Jason Veritek flew into City of Palms Park in a helicopter from a split squad game. You know, just so he can make it in time for the show. Not good. Not good at all. Not a good sign.
Keep writing, Rob.
Well, here comes the new boss, worse than the old boss. When we return, I'll introduce you to the new head of the FCC.
Oh, boy.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay. You got anything better than that? I mean, not that that's
happier?
Not great. Yes.
Not probably not.
Okay. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's right. Stand by tonight. Great radio show following us. Coach Gibbs. He ain't got like you've never heard him before.
Just
dirty, filthy.
No.
He's going to be sexually explicit tonight.
No, I don't think so.
Have your finger on the button if you're running the dumb button tonight on WJFK.
Watch out.
Shock jock, Joe Gibbs tonight.
Right, sure.
Shock jock, doing all the shock jock material.
Can't wait.
Tonight, sex for Sam.
Yeah. Right.
Sex for Joe. Here's Buzz. You know, do you think there's a chance they've even got the monitors up
at
Redskins Park right now?
I know you're praying that they do, though.
Yeah, just
for a test, for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
If they were, they're not now.
Right.
Can't help it. Joe, if you're listening, I'm a team guy.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. My team, our team, WJFK, is getting screwed because you whored out the 8 other radio stations today.
Mm-hmm.
Our station's so stupid, they're blowing off regular programming to announce that you're coming on here to talk exclusively tonight.
Right.
Thank you.
It's been on other stations, and that makes you mad.
Thank you. We'll take another.
And this equipment, at least see, the equipment is not fixed because the engineers jumping through hoops for Joe Gibbs.
Right, priorities.
So anyway, go to our website, and I hope that the pictures that we took today will give you a feeling of the inadequate stuff that we have to wear.
And the tension on this side of the console. The stress.
You know, that's like, it's like the DMZ, you're like the DMZ
right here. Yeah, absolutely. No flies
on. Not to be confused with DMV.
I got to come over there for a visit today, which I rarely do.
Oh, to look at
the naked Cheryl Crow
pictures.
Yeah. Very exciting. You
talked in his mic.
You know what else is on this side, Mike?
What's that?
The CD players.
I never met a girl like you before, Miranda.
It's Batman.
I'd do anything for you.
Adam West.
You just asked.
We had some guy on the show today who has Batman's suit.
Yeah. I didn't like him.
I loved him.
Right. I didn't like him because I was jealous, just like you.
Yeah.
Rich guy.
Hi, Buzz. Yeah.
We're all going to be humming this in the morning when we wake up.
Real estate guy. Mobbed up.
It's against the code of heroes.
Miranda. Anyway, once again, here is Guy Birdley.
Well, as I said, hi, Donna Mike. Here comes the new boss, worse than the old boss. President Bush today named Kevin Martin as the new head of the FCC. Martin,
or you say Ken Martin?
Kevin Martin.
If it was Ken Martin, it would be the guy from WAVA who
cried when he got fired and they got rehired.
Kevin Martin is a Republican.
You told the story. It doesn't need any embellishing.
That's the whole story.
He's a Republican and a former White House employee. He's been a commissioner with the FCC for nearly 4 years. I don't know about you. I find it much less confusing now that all branches of government are Republican.
Mm-hmm.
It's just easier to keep it all straight.
Sure.
And to give you some idea of what the FCC will be like under Kevin Martin, he used to clash a lot with outgoing Commission Chairman Michael Powell. And it was Martin.
That's good.
Not necessarily.
Why?
See, it was Martin, not Powell, who led the FCC's indecency witch hunt last year against TV and radio. Please enjoy.
So wait, hold on. You mean like, so what's the deal?
So he's the hitman.
So this guy has been, in essence, the Dick Cheney of the FCC.
That's a good way of putting it.
You know, that's a very good way of putting it.
Cheney runs the government.
You know what I say? Something to look forward to.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, anybody see Bush in his impromptu press conference today?
No, I didn't, yeah.
He's so great when he's on TV in the middle of the day, and when he goes off script, he's fantastic.
Any jokes today?
He thought he was funny again.
He thought he was on today.
I take that back.
He knew he was funny today.
He had all kinds of stuff about how they're in a new room, and that the ventilation isn't real good, and that, you know, how is the president judged? You know, we're looking at George Washington. What kind of a job did he do back there?
Hello there.
He's just so freaking full of himself, and of course, I'm watching it on Fox News because they break in with it, and it was David Asman.
What's
his real name? David
Asman.
David Asman.
Asman.
He's the guy that comes on afterward with the analysis.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. What a great job. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah. I swear to God. On all the other channels on ABC and NBC, they're at least what appears to be a round table discussion.
Right.
There's a bad guy and a good guy.
A little balance.
It looks like the world is disagreeing with us, but I think we're right.
Of course.
Thank you. There you go. That's right, Mike.
Yes, ma'am. Well, having solved all of that state's other problems, Kansas lawmakers have essentially ruled that a greyhound is not a dog. They have just changed the 2-year-old Paramutual Racing Act to exclude greyhounds from what legally designates a dog in Kansas.
Well, now, who would watch a bus race a dog?
No,
the bus would win every time.
They have the dog races in Kansas. Greyhound races. Greyhounds, not dogs.
Mm-hmm.
This move that the lawmakers have made protects the greyhound's owners from those pesky animal cruelty laws. Quoting a man who adopts the greyhounds cast aside by the racetrack owners, they're definitely a dog. They're a great dog. And don't be fooled by the name of the National Greyhound Association, headquartered in Abilene. They're the people saying greyhounds are not bred for pets and therefore should not be covered by pet protection laws.
Do you think Frank Caliendo went to the greyhound track last night in Wichita?
Wichita.
Kansas's definition of weasel remains unchanged.
Weasel.
You don't like that, do you, Buzz?
Not a bit.
Yep.
Not a bit, Mike.
Still have Michael Hughes' picture there?
Weasel.
Or is it the DJ Weasel? Playing a rock and roll, Weasel.
He's handsome. He looks like a greyhound.
I never met a girl like you before, Miranda.
Okay.
I just want to mention it was 80 years ago today that the first movie featuring topless women was shown to the public. But
what was it like back then?
To me, that seems like only yesterday.
You were the first one in line.
Was it cold?
I was.
Yeah, I see fish.
I found the theater to be a little chilly. The film was called Ways to Strengthen Beauty. It was produced by playwright Friedrich Wolff as a phys ed film for schools.
Yeah.
It features gymnastics and, for artistic value, reenactments of legendary Roman scenes.
Sounds sexy, Buzz.
The film was a big hit with the public and the press. There was no FCC or Parents Television Council back then.
I am Spartacus.
And even though it wasn't graphic and was tastefully lighted, censorship was just around the corner, and the film then vanished for decades.
Oh, man, but you enjoyed it.
I do. Hey, you can get it now.
Oh, that's good.
I will.
Who left this Pepsi? I'm Spartacus.
I'm Spartacus.
I am Spartacus.
Spartacus.
In sports, this just revealed nearly 2 years ago when the Florida Marlins were in their early season road slump. It was catcher and ace hitter Mike Redmond who turned things around for them.
How?
Marlins went on to beat the Yankees in the World Series, as you recall. The Marlins were on a losing streak, though, at the beginning of the season. Their manager had just been fired, and Mike Redmond got a crazy idea. Naked batting practice. He did it for days on end, and it worked. The Marlins started winning. And every time it looked like they wouldn't, Mike had more naked batting practice, and they'd win.
Well, now, how is the umpire supposed to call the game? Let's say it's a full count.
Well, this is in the batting cage. Underneath the stadium,
Let's imagine there's an umpire there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And let's say the count is 3-2.
Right.
And it's an outside pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Does he say... six balls? That's ball six?
Yeah.
I mean, do you automatically automatically come to the plate?
The count is always 2-2. Always 2-2.
2-1.
And what constitutes
2-1?
And what constitutes a swing?
Yeah.
Redmond's now with the Minnesota Twins, a team that has two reasons for not wanting a slump. One is, according to a former teammate, he doesn't have the most aesthetically pleasing body.
Let's get naked.
Finally, in Moorhead, Minnesota, 23-year-old Josiah Johnson was pulled over by a deputy from the Clay County Sheriff's Office. Joe had just left Coach's Sports Pub, and he registered twice the legal limit. As you see, Joe used to have a Jeep that rocked back and forth a lot, so he got a personalized plate.
I'll drink to that.
To describe that, and eventually transfer that plate to his Silverado. The license plate reads, Tipsy.
Well,
quoting Joe, I feel really stupid.
Idiot.
Stupid idiot. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Hey,
No.
I say we got to step away now for a WJFK FM exclusive.
Yeah.
Stand by.
Everybody.
If you have any questions at all about what's the setup for Loveline? You got questions about?
I don't listen to that show.
All I know is that we have some show coming on next where teenagers can call in to get their questions answered about love between men and women.
That's
all my teenagers coming up next.
Good fatherly advice.
All you kids call and talk to Dr. Gibbs. He's next. And we'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. And you.
I hope everybody tunes in tomorrow for more rib tickling.
Yeah.
Okay.
Safe home, Michael.
This is the Don and Mike Show.